with me, Kim. What else could you ask for? 2-3 in the nation and 40-0 combined on this gym floor.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a real great game tonight. Both teams look pretty similar matchup-wise, and there's a good crowd here tonight also.
Now, you were involved with that team that defeated CSI first round of the Nationals at Twin Falls, and that seemed to set the tone for a new series between Dixie and CSI.
Yeah, I think that got CSI mad that somebody could finally beat them from a small school down south, so kind of set up a good match for the rest of the time.
And it's been that way ever since. On the history of these two schools, it's 15-10 in favor of CSI. But in recent years, Dixie has been coming back. Dixie has won 4 out of the last 5, although they lost the 1 last year. They've also won 6 out of the last 8, if you want to go back that far. So the pendulum may have swung towards Dixie. Will it swing back? Tonight, undefeated 20-0 CSI versus undefeated 20-0 Dixie. Dixie number 2 ranked in the nation. College of Southern Idaho number 3 ranked in the nation. Both teams on top of the league with undefeated marks. And this one has some importance for Pry. Both teams are within a few games of clinching a playoff berth. And each team would like to win the championship. CSI more concerned about being the top team in the Northern Division, and right now they have that by a large margin over Treasure Valley, Ricks, and North Idaho. If CSI wins up there, and it looks to be a foregone conclusion, they host the regional championships this year. We talked with both Coach Fred Trinkle of College of Southern Idaho and Ken Wagner of Dixie College prior to this game. We'll be back after this with those interviews.
Bradshaw Ford says you can spot one miles away like no other American car ever before. Now in huge supply, just in time for winter, Ford Taurus. Now's the time to get one. Taurus Temptation Time at Bradshaw Ford. Choose a Taurus sedan or wagon, four-cylinder or powerful V6, automatic or manual transmission. Get front-wheel drive, room for six, dynamic styling, and Ford quality. America's best-built cars at Bradshaw Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and RV, 1275 Highland Drive.
Jones Paint and Glass offers a paint sale for people who want more than just a lower price. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh paint sale. Save over $7 on Pittsburgh latex flat paint that goes on creamy smooth and withstands years of scrubbing. Now only $11.99 a gallon. Save $8 on Pittsburgh latex enamel with luster finish for hardware areas. Now only $14.99 at Jones Paint and Glass. Pittsburgh paint makes painting worth the effort, and Jones Paint and Glass makes it easy to paint and save. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
We're talking with College of Southern Idaho head basketball coach Fred Trinkle. Coach, there's no question about it. This is a great year for your guys.
Well, you know, I think about a year ago at the same time, we were at 19-1. And, you know, we had a great shot to make the regional tournament. This year, we're 20-0. And like I was telling my radio guy, Larry, you know, this matchup between 2 and 3, there's a lot of hype, and I think it's great for the media, and it's great for Region 18, certainly. But the biggest factor in my mind is who's going to host the region. And I'm battling with North Idaho and Ricks, and right now we're 4 games up in the loss column on both of them. And to me, that's the most important thing, because the bottom line, no matter who wins today, still someone's going to have to come in on our floor and beat us to take us out of the national tournament.
First things first, in other words.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, we put everything in perspective. We both have 12. We have 12 games left. I think they have 11 games left after tonight. And there's a lot of basketball to be played. There's a lot of injuries to get over. There's a lot of minds to be mended, and there's a lot of road games to go, and a lot of things can happen. But I couldn't feel any better about my team right now, other than the fact that we are a little injured, and within a month, I think we're going to be, back to full speed, hopefully, if you don't have any new injuries. But I know Kenny has a nice ball club. I've watched him play several times on tape and a couple times in person, and I think it'll be an excellent game, and I think the fans are going to certainly get their money's worth.
There should be a lot of quickness out on the floor between the two teams.
Well, I think he builds his defense on quickness, and we certainly have always built ours on quickness. We have a little more size than we've had in the past and a little better outside shooters. I think he's got a lot more depth than he had a year ago, and certainly a lot more maturity on his team. So I think it will be a very interesting contest and a fun one, and I would be very amazed if one team really got out on the other one. I think it's just going to be a good, hard-fought college basketball game, and one to remember. And, of course, I remember a year ago, San Jacinto met Midland, and they were 2-3 in the regional playoffs in Dallas, Texas, and they drew 1,100 fans. And I'm sure tonight, whatever your gym holds, whether it's 25 or 600 or whatever, it's certainly going to be a capacity crowd. I told my kids I'd feel pretty bad if 2-3 met in the nation in Region 18 and it didn't pack a gym, no matter whose it was. And I guess ours or Rick's is probably the largest. We hold about 4,200, and Rick's is somewhere in the same area. I would guess if we held it, anywhere in Region 18, it would be over capacity crowd. It should be a fun game tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the individuals on your ball club. People are familiar with Joey Johnson. The fans come to see him, but Eric Newman may be the key man.
Well, you know, Eric's Mr. Consistent. He was first-team All-Region. Joey was second-team All-Region a year ago. Eric led the region in rebounding. He set a CSI record a year ago. He broke the all-time record of Tim Bassett. He's shooting 65 or 6% from the field. He's Mr. Consistent. You don't have to worry about Eric. He's just going to be there. He's going to pull you down 10 rebounds and 20 points, whether you give him the ball or not. And that's kind of a great guy to have on the team. And then we've got a couple other kids who, one, didn't have a good game last night. Marlon Gomez, a freshman, who had his season low last night. And I remember last time he came with his season low, he came back with 31. So we're hoping that happens again tonight. And then we've got Drevnik in the middle, a big, strong kid from Brazil who does an excellent job. And a number of other players. We're still trying to get one of our starters back who broke his leg a month ago, Gerald Collins. He's finally seeing a little limited action. But Keith Jackson has come in, taking a lot of the burden off the point guard spot between he and Dale Carson. They've done an excellent job there. And then we've got Reynolds and Worski in off the bench at 6'5 and a half and 6'7 who do an excellent job. So we've got a lot of people who can play the game, and we're very similar to Dixie. We've got some strengths. We like to run. We like to press. We like to play good, hard defense. We shoot quite well. We shoot free throws well. Should be a great matchup. Everything tells you it should be a great matchup, but then we still have to play the game, don't we, Larry? We can't set up the broadcast booth and announce it. We have to play the game, the two teams, and make it that good ball game. But I think it'll be a fun one.
What sort of thoughts does a coach have going into a game like this? We've talked about some of the surface things about trying to get the region, trying to get the kids together, having a good, consistent effort, but in your quiet moments, what are some of the things that go through your mind? Do you get excited about coaching in a game like this?
Well, I've been excited, not just this game. I get excited for every ball game. I think people who know me can tell you that. I was probably as hyped for BYU two nights ago as I am for this one. In fact, since we won at BYU and won at Snow, I'm probably a little more relaxed tonight than had we been beat. But, I'm a very intense individual, and I think there's only one way to play the game, and that's intense all out for 40 minutes. And certainly I'm just a reflection of my team, and the times that my team are not a reflection of me, we're in trouble. So I hope we're going to go for every loose ball. I hope we're going to play to the very end tonight, because if we don't, I'm sure Dixie will, and they'll win the ball game. I think it will be a great game. I certainly hope, and this is something that's always mentioned, I certainly hope the two officials out there let the teams play and decide. So many times you see big games, and all of a sudden everything is called, a certain way, and one team can't adjust, and it turns into a mockery. So I just hope the best team can, both teams can play, and we can decide who's best tonight. And you know what's amazing? That doesn't mean a doggone thing, because the only game anybody's going to remember is the last time we meet. That's the only one a year from now anybody's going to care about. If we happen to meet in the regional finals, that's the only thing anyone's going to remember. They're not going to remember tonight, one dead, and this is why I tried to emphasize to the press early in the week. It really doesn't matter. Whoever wins the last game, the time we play the last time, that's the one everyone will remember.
Let's talk about a starting lineup tonight for CSI.
Well, we're going to stick with what's got us this far, pretty much at least the last five games, and that'll be we'll go with Jackson at the point guard. And he's a 5'10", 5'11", sophomore, jumps very well, very similar to Hopkins. He's one of the league leaders in steals and assists. And then we'll go with the guards. We'll go with Johnson. We actually use a three type of guard front. We'll go with Johnson out at one off guard, and he's about 6'4", and he's MVP of the regional tournament a year ago, and I think everyone knows about Joey Johnson. And Gomez will play the other guard at 6'7". And then we'll go with Newman at 6'4", in around the basket, and Gomez at 6'8", in around the basket. And then we'll come with all kinds of combinations from then on, very similar to what Dixie will do to us.
Looking back at last year's regional tournament, I guess this, for CSI, this gym is somewhat user-friendly, isn't it, for CSI?
Oh, gosh, I told my kids. But, we've got a two-game winning streak going here. Why should we be where, I have six kids back off that team, too. They went through this gym, and then they went through the inner region, and then they went through four in the national tournament. So we're tournament-wise. We went into, I think, the two toughest places to play, beyond a doubt, in Region 18, are North Idaho and Ephraim.
I don't mind Rick's because Rick's has such a good, positive crowd. It gets the kids up and that up in that floor with all that room. And I would say Dixie would be fourth. Now, you know, they may rank me indifferent because they have to put CSI in there as far as tough. But for CSI teams, I would rank it that way. Well, we've already gone to North, and I feel because of everything that goes on in North, it's probably the toughest. And then if you want to look at how many times CSI's beat people, we probably have the least wins in Ephraim. So we've been to Ephraim. We've been to the two toughest places, and we're getting, you know, the third of the fourth out of the way tonight. And, you know, we're going to have some not too tough road trips left, the couple that we have, Treasure Valley and Eastern and, you know, Utah Tech. And, again, we enjoy playing Rex. We've won 8 games in a row over Rex. So I have no doubt that we're going to play good at Rexburg. So it should be a fun game tonight, and this war has been friendly to us. Overall, as a team, we've shot over 56%, close to 57% as a team for the year, and we've shot over 70% from the free throw line. So I think that's a real important factor. You got to be a good free throw shooting team if you want to win in this league. Every team that's went on to win a regional championship, it's always been the one that's shot the free throws the best. And last night against Snow, I guess we were 75%. Against BYU the night before, 75%. How you doing? And, you know, I feel no doubt that we can come in and shoot free throws, too. If somebody has a tragic night at the foul line, they're going to get beat, I'm sure, tonight.
Coach Fred Tranko, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. We're talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner. And, Coach, this is the one that a lot of the kids have been waiting for, really.
Well, we're excited to play tonight. It should be a great game.
CSI, how do they match up with Dixie?
I think we match up well. They have some excellent jumpers, some very good quickness, and excellent shooters. They're a lot like we are. The pressure all over, I think they just jump a little better than we do. Stronger rebounding team.
It's going to be a little bit like playing against a mirror.
No, I don't think so. I think we play a little bit different styles offensively, and they're probably more physical than we are. But I don't think they've faced the type of quickness that we have either.
So that may be the challenge there. They are quick, though.
They're very quick, and they have some excellent ball handlers. But we'd like to see how quick they are and match up our strength.
Let's talk about your ball club now. In all honesty, it seems to be the kids may have been looking by a couple of opponents looking to CSI. Last night especially, it seemed a little tense on occasion.
Well, we didn't play very well last night. And it could have been, I'm sure they're thinking about CSI. I thought our second team came and played very well, so that could have been. But hopefully, and I really have a lot of confidence, we have a lot of sophomores, and that always means a little more leadership, and I think we'll be ready to play.
A lot of people are looking at this. Number 2 versus number 3 in the nation, 20-0 versus 20-0, great matchup, et cetera, et cetera. But there are really more things at stake than that, aren't there?
Well, I think there's a lot of pride at stake. It really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning as far as getting to the regional tournament, other than that you'll have the highest seed. But if you make it to the regional tournament, really nothing counts except that.
And CSI would host if they finish in the top 4.
If they finish the top seed of any of the northern schools, then they would host the tournament.
Right now, it's Dixie and CSI and everyone else trying for the 3rd and 4th position. Do you anticipate it staying that way?
Well, I think so. Snow has a 1-game advantage over all the others, and I anticipate that it'll probably remain that way if everyone plays like they have been. And it'll really be a battle for that 4th-place slot.
How important is this game, except for Friday, really?
Well, I think it gives you momentum to go into the tournament number 1 seed, and it's on our home court, and we don't want to lose here. And so I think it's about the same as any other league game. You need to win it if you want to be in first place. But a loss last night to Treasure Valley would have been the same type of thing. And if we want first place alone, we need to win tonight.
Rankings, 2nd and 3rd in the nation. It's nice to have the rankings, but are there some times that Coach Ken Wagner says, hey, I'd rather not have the ranking and still have the record?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's good publicity for our school and our recruiting to have us ranked and get attention. They don't put our scores on the state news stations when we're not ranked, and so it really helps publicity-wise, I think, the college and our basketball program. And so the ranking does have a lot of positive benefits.
Let's talk about health. CSI has some injuries. You have some health problems.
Well, we have a few health problems, but hopefully Steve will be able to participate and do a good job tonight. Darryl played last night, didn't jump quite as well, moved quite as quick, but I think he should be better tonight.
Let's talk about a starting lineup tonight. Changes?
Only in the point guard. We'll go with Craig, Clint at guards, and Dave Fumble, Peter Johnson, Roger McDonald.
Bring Steve off the bench if needed.
I will be bring Steve and the others that have been coming off.
The key for Dixie?
I really feel the key is going to be to make sure we control the tempo and rebound. I think the big critical stat, if there is an ever a critical stat, will be the rebounding.
What do you tell the kids going into a game like this? There's obviously, well, the media hype, and we're part of that. There's a lot of tension, a lot of excitement, 40 and 0 on the same floor. How do you get the kids prepared for something like this? What do you tell them to get them prepared the way you want them prepared?
Well, I really don't think you have to tell them anything. They know what's going on, and they're ready to go. I think we just have to do the coaching part, have them ready to play the game and face the situations that may come up during the game.
Emotion's the key there?
Well, I think, like I said, emotionally, they're going to be high anyway, and so we just need to make sure they're prepared mentally and physically and know what to do in game situations, not really emotionally. Right? A lot of times, you'd prefer to have them even keel than be real emotionally high.
I know away from the floor, away from the kids, there's got to be some thoughts by a coach. I know your wife has been asking you, do you think you can beat CSI a lot?
She does. She's always worried more than I have since we've been married. I was coaching before we were married. And first year in the state tournament, we were rated number one. She was all scared and says, oh, do you think we'd win? And after being with her for 3 or 4 hours the day of the game, championship game, I said, you're getting me so nervous, I've got to leave. But she's been real good this week, and I think she worries a lot about it, but I really feel we can play with them. It's just a matter, and it's not that we should be looking at playing with them. They need to consider the same thing about us.
There you've heard from the two coaches. Let's take this break. We'll be back with the beginning of play. Dixie versus CSI.
It's savings time at Bradshaw Ford. Right now, you can get a Ford Ranger pickup or a Bronco 2 at 3.9% financing, or you can get $500 cash back. That's right. It's your choice. 3.9% financing or $500 cash back. You could choose from 18 different Ranger pickups, and now is the time to go in and take a demonstration drive. Bradshaw Ford has the largest selection of full-size trucks south of Salt Lake City and invite you to come in and let a sales representative show you around. Bradshaw Ford, 1275 Highland Drive, adjacent to I-15.
Back at the Dixie College Gym, about ready to get underway. Craig Hopkins, Pete Johnson, Clint Rossum, Dave Faldmo, and Roger McDonald for Dixie. For CSI, Joe Johnson, number 23, Eric Newman, maybe the most consistent player. Number 33, Eduardo Drevnik from São Paulo, Brazil. Number 31, Mauro Gomez. And Keith Jackson, standing ovation, standing room only crowd, the biggest crowd I've ever seen at the Dixie College Gym, and the tap controlled by Joey Johnson of CSI. At the baseline to Gomez, jump shot, good! And it's 2-0 CSI to begin things. Out of the corner, not quite to a three-point area. Pass to the baseline, goes to Pete Johnson to the basket, layup, good! And the shootout has begun. 2-2 tie. Ball stolen by Dixie. No, on the floor. Jackson gets away. Foul will go to Craig Hopkins. Double team on the basketball. And Kim, I think it's already been set. The tone, let's shoot, let's press.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different than last night's ball game. You can tell these guys are ready to play tonight.
And the first basket has gone in on both sides. Gomez. Two inbounds. Gomez, big kid, about 6 feet six. 6'5", anyway. He is a big muscular kid. At the point, it goes to Keith Jackson. Right side to Joey Johnson. Good shooter. Surprisingly good shooter. Brother of Dennis Johnson of the Boston Celtics. Out in front of comes to Gomez, looking for Drevnik. Can't find him. Reversing. Goes out to the point again to Keith Jackson. Jackson against Hopkins. Hopkins with the pressure. Jackson drives. Shot up, partially deflected by McDonald. Hook shot up, no good by Drevnik. Rebound brought down. They call the foul on whom? Paul Moore or McDonald?
shooting violation, and right now it's CSI going hard to the boards, Kim. That may be the difference.
Yeah, it is. They're going to have to make sure they get a body on everybody when the shot goes up so they can't get around them with their quickness and their jumping ability.
For some reason, this gym doesn't seem quite as noisy as it is against snow, but it is standing room only. The biggest crowd I have ever seen at the Dixie College Gym. Second team foul on Dixie. First personal on McDonald. Shooting is Johnson. Johnson makes it, correction, not Johnson, but Eric Newman. Newman shooting. Newman, good free throw shooter on the year. Good shooter all the way around, shooting 60% from the field. Second shot up and good. And CSI with a 4-2 lead over Dixie. Full court pressure on both sides. McDonald inbounds to Pete Johnson. Johnson quickly gets the bounce pass to McDonald. Juggles the ball. Back and back court, and the reach-in foul will go to whom? Eric Newman. Newman with personal foul number one. Team foul number one. Kim, they talked about, Fred Trinkle talked about letting the players play, but you're really going to get a lot of fouls early.
Yeah, the officials got to call it close at first, kind of keep the tempers and their emotions under control.
4-2, CSI with the lead, Dixie with the basketball at the angle. Dave Faldmo looking for help. Faldmo in the middle, gets away, dumps it off to McDonald. Faldmo had the shot, the ball stolen. Joey Johnson on the fast break goes to Newman, hooks it up and in. And Ken Wagner pleading for the travel call, didn't get it. 6-2, CSI out in front of Dixie. And Dixie with the basketball. Hopkins looks for help. Hopkins, to the point, it goes to Roger McDonald against Drevnik. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot, to Dave Faldmo. Faldmo looks for help, reversing against Gomez, can't get the shot away. To the baseline to Hopkins. 5-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Hopkins banks it up and in. The rebound came right back to Craig Hopkins, flat-footed. And Hopkins got the basket. 6-4. CSI with the lead. Pass to the baseline to Newman. Goes to the baseline. Running right-hander. No good. They call the blocking foul on McDonald. Newman ran over McDonald. McDonald wasn't quite set, Kim, and that's two on Roger.
No, he's got to be there quick and get his body in front of somebody like Johnson, who's quick, a quick jumper and quick first step.
Eric Newman to the free throw line. McDonald with his second personal foul. 13 foul on Dixie. Only one on CSI. And already Steve Andrus playing under duress, playing under mononucleosis. Andrus into the lineup to replace McDonald. 18-12 left in the first half of play. It's 6-4 CSI. Number three ranked team in the nation, leading number two on number two's home floor. Newman, 3-for-3 from the free throw line and a total of 5 points. Averages 20 on the year. Leading scorer for CSI. Johnson gets the press. Newman gets the point and gets the job done. Second shot up and good. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. It's an 8-to-4 lead and full court pressure by CSI. Faldmo in backcourt will work against Gomez. Reach around. Foul by Gomez. Gomez with his first personal foul. Second team foul on CSI. And so far, it looks like Dixie's a little overmatched with CSI.
Yeah, it looks like everybody's going to have to use their whole bench if they keep calling fouls that hard at the start of the game.
Inbounds comes to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins in backcourt against Keith Jackson. Hopkins' turn to start at the point guard tonight. Hopkins looking for help. Hopkins has the one basket so far. Pass in deep goes to Andrus. Reverses goes against Drevnik. Goaltending on Johnson. Fred Trinkle up giving some instructions to Joey Johnson. The basket will count on the goaltend by Johnson. Johnson tried to draw the hand back, couldn't. Just got a fingernail on it.
Yeah, he got up good on that. He tried to pull back, but he was already up there with it.
Johnson in backcourt, being chased by Rossip. Johnson looking for help. Hooks the pass to Jackson, knocked away. Newman gets it underneath. Cross court, it goes to Drevnik, puts it up and in. Drevnik with the basket, and CSI hitting the shots that they have so far. 10-6, CSI with the lead. Hopkins in backcourt, looks for help, gets away from his man. Pass intended for Andrus, knocked out of bounds, off the hands of Jackson. Jackson, a little frustrated, thought he had the steal. Andrus was there, but Jackson with a quick hands knocks it away. Inbounds, looking for help. Johnson gets it inbounds to Faldmo. Head fakes, leans in, gets the shot. And they call the basket good, and a foul on Faldmo. Faldmo gets the basket, gets the foul. 14 fouls on Dixie, and Dixie cannot afford the foul trouble with a good free throw shooting team.
No, they can't. They're going to have to watch that. I'll make sure the shot's on it.
Full court pressure, both sides. Dixie putting on the full court press this side. Inbounds comes way into forecourt to Drevnik. Out in front of everybody. Drevnik gets it. Gets fouled by Andrus. Andrus up with him. Drevnik will shoot two. Andrus has his first personal foul, and the difference right now is fouls. Dixie trails by 2, 10-8. But to the free throw line goes Eduardo Drevnik. And Dixie
on the pass by CSI. They can fly, and Drevnik got out in front of everybody.
Yeah, they got good quick players, guys can get up and down the court. It looks like it's going to take a full team effort by Dixie to beat tonight.
17-27 left in the half. Eduardo Drevnik at the free throw line misses. As a team, CSI, 4-for-5 now from the free throw line. 10-8, CSI out in front. And this may be one of the best matchups of the year, considering this is 40-0 between the two teams. Rebound brought down by Jackson, no good, followed up and in by Newman. So Dixie did not get the offensive rebound. Newman did, and it's a 12-8 lead. CSI out in front. The boards making part of the difference. Hopkins, free throw line, pulls up, jump shot short. Rebound battling for it, Andrus. Rebound brought down by Drevnik. Jackson loses the basketball, picks it up on the dribble. On the right side it goes to Mauro Gomez. Three-point pass. No, a pass underneath to Newman. Whirls, bank shot, no good. Rebound, Andrus. Dixie has to toughen the boards. 12-8, CSI out in front. The crowd is definitely in the game, and CSI would like to take them away from it. Hopkins, pass intended for Andrus, thrown away. Right into the hands of Drevnik, and Hopkins tosses the ball away. 12-8, CSI with the lead. Leave it for Jackson. Dixie with a full court pressure. CSI will put the press on, too. Jackson reversing against Hopkins. Jackson bounce pass, goes to Johnson, takes the 15-footer, no good. Long rebound comes to Hopkins. Hopkins looks for Rossum. Rossum not looking. Outlet pass comes to Johnson. Pete Johnson in the lane, pulls up, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound, battle for Clint Rossum, saves it at the baseline. Rossum head fakes, can't get the shot away. Trying to find Andrus, does get the ball into Andrus and Johnson. Andrus saves it out in front to Hopkins, no travel call. Johnson and Andrus came together, and Ken Wagner a little upset with the offense right now. BYU out in front of Utah, 2-0 early in that ball game in Salt Lake City. Another big one in the state of Utah, 12-8. CSI out in front, pass into the corner to Drevnik, to Gomez, under pressure, shot misses everything, but Newman all alone for the rebound. Everybody left Newman alone, and Newman has half of his point-per-game average in the first 4 minutes of the game, 14-8. CSI out in front, Dixie to walk it into forecourt, to Steve Andrus, to Clint Rossum, left side it goes to Pete Johnson, Johnson to Faldmo, Faldmo looks for help, backdoor pass intended for Hopkins, knocked away on the floor, Jackson to Drevnik. To Gomez, to Newman, lays it up and in. And Eric Newman with a basket. 12 points for Newman. 16-8. CSI out in front by 8. And Dixie looking frustrated. 4.5 minutes into the game. And number 3 is definitely outplaying number 2 at this point. Hopkins looks for help. Looking for somebody cross court. The pass knocked away. Hopkins saves it to Pete Johnson. Johnson goes baseline against Gomez. Pulls up 5-footer over the basket. Rebound Drevnik and CSI in control. 16-8. CSI out in front, threatening to break it open. Johnson drives the baseline, pulls up, jump shot. No offensive foul on Pete Johnson, or Joe Johnson. Joey Johnson with the offensive foul. That's the third team foul on CSI. It's 16-8. CSI out in front. Rob Ross into the lineup. Roger McDonald back into the lineup. And Dixie has their hands full right now, Kim.
Yeah, they do. It was a good substitution, I think, for Ross. He seems to be a little bit more calmer player, not take so many chances Hopkins has been taking.
At the angle, it goes to Dave Palmo. Out in front, it goes to McDonald. McDonald to Rossum. Rossum looks for help. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Out in front, it goes to the point to Rob Ross. Ross against Jackson. At the angle, it goes to Steve Andrus. Andrus to Dave Faldmo. Right side, it goes to McDonald. McDonald head fakes, double teamed in the lane. McDonald has the ball knocked away. Foul will go to Joey Johnson. And Joey Johnson got him across the wrist. That's the fourth team foul on CSI at number 2 on Johnson. 14:43 left in the first half. CSI by 8, 16-8. Now, they blew snow off the floor last night by 33 points at Ephraim. And it is getting warm in the gym. Standing room only crowd. Inbounds to McDonald. Free throw line jump shot. McDonald up. No good. Tapped by Rossum. No good. Rebound on the floor off the hands of, they say, Dixie. Out of bounds to CSI. Rob Ross argues, but it will not go Dixie's way.
No, I think the officials missed one there.
Ross tweeting his case. Hey, official, you missed it. Gomez to inbound. Gomez inbounds to Joey Johnson. Johnson against Clint Rossum. CSI, the bigger of the two ball clubs in terms of pure size. Johnson trying to get away from Rossum. Hooks it underneath to Jackson. Shot no good. Rebound. Battle four. Saved by Jackson at the baseline. The official says, nope. Stepped right out of bounds. Had the heels rest there. Ken Wagner up trying to holler instructions to his team. Dixie looking a little rattled
in the first part of this ball game. 16-8, CSI leading, and Dixie's offense, which has struggled for 3 weeks, struggling again. Andrus back to Faldmo. At the point, it goes to Rob Roth. At Roger McDonald at the left angle, three-point area, has the notion, doesn't take the shot. McDonald at the free throw line, running left-handed layup, no good, followed by Andrus. Good, Steve Andrus right there for his second basket. McDonald in a real shooting slump. That brings it back within six, 16-10. Roth gets the, jumps in front of Jackson, tough call. They call the offensive foul on Keith Jackson, tough call, Kim.
Yeah, it was a good call. Ross was really pestering me. Kept fighting the pressure and ran right over Ross.
16-10. CSI out in front. Dixie trying to make the run back. The 8-point lead, the biggest that CSI has had. Dixie is yet to lead in the ball game. Inbounds comes to Quint Rossum, yet to score in the ball game. Rossum against Eric Newman. Newman, maybe the best all-around player. Rossum loses the ball on the dribble, picked up by Jackson. Ross to Jackson, shot blocked by Rossum, out of bounds to CSI. Rossum and Jackson, and Ross right there, whip it quick with Jackson, 16-10. CSI out in front, CSI with the basketball. Dixie a little lazy on defense on the inbounds. Inbounds comes to Newman, misses the shot. Rebound brought down by Andrus. Outlet pass comes to Rossum, travels with the basketball. And Quint Rossum in a definite slump. He is struggling with his game, Kim.
Yeah, he is. I think he's getting too caught up in the one-on-one matchups. He's got to kind of get back in the team flow of the game.
Gomez at the angle, pass underneath, deflected by Johnson, stolen by Dixie. Outlet pass comes to Rossum. Ross, middle lane of the fast break, bounces off to McDonald, layup, no good, there's a foul. Foul will go to Gomez, and that's number two on Gomez. Into the lineup is Bill Wirsky. Wirsky for CSI. Fred Trinkle likes to make a lot of substitutions, so does Dixie, and CSI goes deep on the bench, maybe not quite as deep as Dixie, though.
No, I'm not sure about this. I know Dixie can go deep. Right now, Andrus is playing a good game for him, but he can keep up his rebounding.
Question is, will the mononucleosis hold him back? And Steve has not practiced with Dixie in most of 2 weeks. 16-10. McDonald to shoot a couple. First free throw. Good. First free throw of the night for Dixie. Roger McDonald, looking for 3 points on the night to hit that magic 600, is now in 25th place on the career scoring list for Dixie. Shot up and good. McDonald first through two free throws of the night. Cuts the margin to four, 16-12. And CSI has gone a while without scoring. Into forecourt, it comes to Drevnik. Drevnik, double team, looks for help. Out in front, it comes to Jackson. Dixie trying to put the defensive pressure on. Newman in the middle lane. It goes to Wirsky. Jump shot over the basket, followed up and in by Jackson. And Keith Jackson with the basket. 18-12, 6-point lead, CSI. Ross into forecourt, down the sidelines. It goes to Johnson, back out in front to Ross. Has the notion to Andrus. Andrus at the point, looks for help. Andrus gets it to Quint Rossum. Rossum against Eric Newman. 3-point attempt, Rossum over the basket. Rebound brought down by Jackson. Jackson outlet pass comes to Newman. Newman against Rossum, slams it. Newman, 14 first half points. CSI leads by 8 again, 20-12. And Dixie getting beat on the fast break. 12:48 left in the first half of play. Ross looks for help. Ross. Double team gets the pass to Rossum. Rossum head fakes in the lane, dishes off to Johnson, loses the ball into the hands of Jackson. CSI on the fast break. It goes to Newman for two. Take away the basket. Do they call the foul? Yes. Ross took the charge from Jackson, saved the basket. That's two personals on Jackson. And Fred Trinkle a little upset with Jackson. I'm not sure if he's upset at the official or at Jackson. He's looking in both directions.
Yeah, he is. Jackson probably should have pulled up a little quicker and passed off sooner rather than trying to take it so far to the basket.
Take away the two-pointer by Newman because the foul occurred before the shot. And that's a tough break for CSI. That's the 17th foul on CSI. And Dixie, who was committing fouls early, suddenly... CSI puts Dixie in the free throw one-on-one situation first. They may come down to free throws yet. Darryl White brings his sprained ankle off the bench, ready to come in. Ross to shoot one-on-one. First shot good. Rob Ross, first point of the night. White in. Steve Andrus to sit down. This may be the maturing of Darryl White if he can step up to play with his company.
Yeah, they're going to have to really work all three of those big men tonight, White, Andrus, and whoever else they send in to get a good game out, all three of them.
20-13, Dixie trails CSI. Second shot up and good, and Rob Ross. 2 points on the night, back to a six-point margin, 20-14, and Dixie putting on the full-court pressure. Inbounds comes to Newman. In backcourt, Keith Reynolds. Amateur athlete of the year in Oregon. Reynolds loses the ball, finally out of bounds. Hopkins into the lineup, just pestery. Hopkins in, replacing Rotham. And Trankel screaming at his guard. Trankel just screaming at his guard. Trankel, an intense coach. That's the understatement, I think. Inbound, kicked out of bounds by Reynolds. Out of bounds to Dixon. Into the lineup for the first time tonight comes Gerald Collins. Collins, one of the key point guards for CSI early. He was splitting time with Jackson, but then broke a leg. Inbounds comes to McDonald. Under pressure, McDonald, 15-footer. Shot good. McDonald with his first basket in two games. 20-16. Dixie back within four. Full court pressure. Jackson still in backcourt. Travels with the basketball. No foul. No travel call. Drivnik down the sidelines. Pass in the middle goes to number 22, Collins, and Collins gets the easy basket. So Dixie's pressure not really standing in the way of CSI scoring. 22-16. Once again, a six-point lead. Ross looking for help. Getting away from Jackson. Can't get the shot away. Shovel pass underneath. It goes to McDonald. Left-handed hook shot. Just trickles off the basket. Rebound brought down by Eric Newman. CSI to set up the offense this time. 22-16. Jackson against Ross. Jackson looks for help. Backing away from trouble on the wing. Thrown away. White waved at it. Didn't touch it, though. Faldmo into the lineup for Dixie. Back into the lineup comes Joey Johnson. For CSI, ready to come in for the first time is Dale Karst, K-A-R-S-T, for CSI. So both teams using the bench. Keith Reynolds back into the lineup for CSI. 22-16. CSI out in front with 11:36 left in the half. Ross to walk it into forecourt against Karst. Switches hands with the dribble, goes to Craig Hopkins. At the angle, it goes to Dave Faldmo. Faldmo looks for help, gets it to McDonald underneath. McDonald baseline, can't get the shot away. Squares it out in front. No, deflected. Stolen by CSI. 4-on-3 fast break to Karst. Shot up and good. Karst with a basket. Dixie making too many thrown away passes. Too many turnovers for Dixie. 24-16. Once again, the 8-point lead. Ross looks for help. Leaves it for Craig Hopkins. Hopkins at the angle, it goes to McDonald. McDonald looks for help. McDonald reverses against Drevnik. Can't get the shot away. Trying to find Faldmo underneath. Bounce pass, almost thrown away. Goes to Darryl White instead. White reverses. Shovel pass goes to Ross. Ross left alone, doesn't take the shot. Bounce pass goes to Hopkins. He'll take the three-point attempt and hit it. Craig Hopkins drills the three-pointer. 14-8 BYU early in the first half in Salt Lake City. Ross is about ready to come back in. 24-19. That cuts the margin to five. Joey Johnson in three-point lane. And McDonald backs right away from him. They must know something about Johnson. To Karst. Karst against Ross. Out in front it comes to Drevnik against White. Bumping foul. We'll go to Darryl White. That's the 16th foul on Dixie. Last common foul on either side. Ross him into the lineup. Newman back into the lineup. And intense is the feeling.
Yeah, it is. They're really getting after it. So far, I think the talent on CSI is a little bit better than Dixie. Dixie's going to have to play a team game, I think, to beat these guys.
24-19. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Inbounds, it comes to number 22. That's Gerald Collins. Collins looks for help. Into the corner, goes to Newman. Lob underneath, goes to Johnson, goes for the slam, and they may call a foul. Ken Wagner talking about the grabbing onto the rim and needing a technical. The officials underneath say, nope, he was fouled. And that's Darryl White with the foul. Johnson misses the slam dunk. Johnson has a high shooting percentage, but most of it is within 5 feet of the basket.
Yeah, if he gets it inside, I don't think there's many people in this conference going to stop him.
One of the questions with Johnson, as much as he can jump, he's only 6'4", and can he play up front in major college? He doesn't have a good range.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like he'd have to be a second guard in major college, I think, to make a successful career.
24-19. Younger brother of Dennis Johnson of the Boston Celtics. And once again, a standing room only crowd at the free throw line. Shooting a couple, Joey Johnson. First shot, good. Joey Johnson with his first free throw of the night, first point of the night. Johnson on the year averages 17 points per game. He is the number three scorer for CSI. Gomez and Newman both ahead of him. 25-19, make it 26-19. Back to a seven-point lead for CSI. Hopkins into forecourt to Clint Rossum. Right at the baseline, loses the ball on the dribble, throws the ball away. And Clint Rossum having an atrocious 3 weeks. Coming the other way, layup up and good by Gerald Collins. Collins with his second basket, and it's a nine-point lead, 28-19. Dixie trails CSI, and CSI threatening to break things open. Hopkins at the angle to Rossum, right through his hands. All alone, Clint Rossum is in another world tonight, Jim.
Yeah, I think he's shaking his confidence a little bit. He's been playing so bad, he's lost his confidence.
9:52 left in a half, 28-19, CSI back after this.
It's never been easier to transform four very plain bare walls into an exciting room at Jones Paint and Glass. Lots of in-stock wallpaper at 50% savings, and there's a special double-roll wallpaper selection for only $6.99. Just in at Jones, the very latest wall-covering decorator books, and you save 20 to 30%. And for that final touch, at great savings, beautiful Hunter Douglas vertical and horizontal blinds, 50% off. See Stella at Jones Paint and Glass on 596 East Tabernacle, St. George.
Back at the Dixie College gym, and Kim, right now, Dixie's own mistakes are costing them.
Yeah, they're trying to force the ball too much. They're getting caught up in the one-on-one situation too much, trying to make the hard pass instead of working a little bit more and trying to get an open man off a pick or something like that.
It seems recently Dixie has been a little like BYU. They take the second-best shot.
Yeah, they do.
And BYU's been struggling a little bit that way, too, recently. 28-19. And it's full-court pressure by Dixie, but CSI leads by as much as they've led in the ballgame. 9 points and threatening to break things open with 9:52 left in the half. Inbounds, it comes to Johnson. Johnson to Gerald Collins. Collins to Karst. Down the sidelines, it goes to Johnson. Johnson looks for help out in front. It comes to Newman. CSI being patient. Newman in the three-point area. Back to Karst. Three-point attempt up. No good. Crashing the board, Dixie, but the rebound comes to CSI. Back to Drevnik. Eduardo Drevnik out at the point. It goes to Gerald Collins. Collins looks for help. 28-19. 9-point lead by CSI. Joey Johnson makes the move on White. Double team. Johnson loses the ball. Do they call the foul on Rosser? Or is it on White? It's on White. Number three on Darryl White. 1-on-1 situation coming up for CSI. And right now, Kim, it is CSI's game.
Yeah, it is. I think if Darryl wouldn't have slapped the ball, he may have got a charge on Johnson on that.
CSI playing with confidence. The reverse of schedules this year. Dixie has played 7 games at home, 13 on the road. CSI, 7 games on the road. This is their 7th and 13 at home, and really has not been tested that much until last night against Snow and at home against Ricks. And they blew both of those teams off the floor. Ricks, really, it was bigger than the 16-point final margin. Johnson shooting 1-on-1. First shot, no good. Rebound, crashing the board. Dave Faldo gets the rebound. Johnson misses his first free throw. 28-19. Back to Rossum. Three-point attempt. Up. Will it fall? No. Rebound, Andrus. Head fakes. Back to the basket. Bank shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Newman. And Dixie with her offensive woes still hanging on. 9:05 left in the first half. 28-19. CSI out in front. Johnson. Joey Johnson gets away from McDonald. Leans in. Banks it home. An 11-point lead. And suddenly with a double-figure lead, it's magic. 30-19, and Dixie struggling, about ready to fade away with an 8:49 mark. Dixie, will they go into the four corners? Hopkins back to get instructions from Coach Ken Wagner. At the angle, it goes to Clint Rossum. Rossum to the baseline to McDonald. Dixie's going to have to make a move. McDonald in the lane, jump shot, misses everything. Rebound brought down by Karst. Outlet pass comes to Collins. 3-on-1, it goes to Johnson. Did they call a foul, reach-in foul? It may be on McDonald, and it is. Nope. Correction. It's on Craig Hopkins. That's number two on Hopkins. Save the easy basket, but a 1-on-1 coming up for CSI and a team that shoots 75% from the free throw line, you don't want to see there.
No, you don't want to put them line. You don't want to give them a chance to get their fast break run. They have about four or five guys can really get them down the floor.
One of the things that's happened to CSI is taking Dixie's crowd out of the ball game.
Yeah, it has. That's one advantage that Dixie has. If they get the crowd back in the ball game, get a little motion going for them.
Karst, good free throw shooter. Hits the first shot. Karst, 79% free throw shooter, make it 31-19, 12-point lead, and Dixie threatening to fold up the 10th. And CSI threatening to just help them fold it. Second shot up and good. That's 4 points by Karst, 32-19. Dixie brought it back within four. Then CSI would take it back out to eight, and Dixie would bring it back to within four. But now, there hasn't been a score since Craig Hopkins' three-pointer. Hopkins juggles the basketball. A little tenseness for Dixie. DeFaldmo along the baseline. Jump pass out in front to Andrus in the lane. Jump shot up, no good. Rebound over the head of Faldmo, who had possession into the hands of Karst. Fast break into forecourt. Collins to the basket for two. CSI shooting layups. Dixie missing shots as they normally hit. 34-19 and not really having a good shooting percentage. 15-point lead by CSI. Into the corner it goes to Rossum. Double team in the corner. Rossum looks for help. Jump pass out in front comes to Craig Hopkins. Dixie really struggling. Hopkins back to Rossum. Three-point attempt. Hopkins short off the front of the rim. Right into the hands of Collins. Jump ball called. Collins backed into Faldmo. Faldmo reached around, got both hands on it. And Fred Trinkle looking very calm, cool and collected, and as well he might.
Yeah, he should be. Dixie needs to get all the players back. They're kind of slow getting back on the fast break, and CSI just beating a man down the floor.
Faldmo out of the lineup. Rossum and Pete Johnson back in. Johnson back in. Rossum looks for help. Inbound, or Johnson looks for help. Inbound, it comes to Andrus. Back to Ross. Dixie looking for three-pointers, trailing by 15, 34-19. McDonald to the baseline. It goes to Rossum. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Andrus. Back to the basket. Bank shot will not go. Rebound off the hands of Andrus, taken by Karst to Drevnik. And Dixie doing the same thing they did last night against Treasure Valley to Joey Johnson. Running right-hander, good. 17-point lead, 36-19, and CSI blowing Dixie off the floor. 7:08 left in a half, and Ross trying to get some semblance of offense to Johnson, to Ross, to Quint Rossum. CSI playing with momentum, playing with spirit, and Dixie struggling. Johnson under pressure, shot no good, tap by Rossum, no good, hook shot by Andrus, no good. Dixie missing badly. Rebound brought down by Newman, 36-19, and Dixie looks to be a beaten ball club right at this point. Karst at the angle, it goes to Gomez. Gomez, three-point attempt, up, no good. Rebound, Newman, back to the basket, shot good, foul on Johnson. Newman with 16 points on the night, a 19-point lead. CSI has doubled the score on Dixie, and Kim, I don't think anybody expected this.
No, you wouldn't expect this. Anders is playing a good ball game for him, but you can tell where the practice in the last 2 weeks has hurt him on his shots after he gets the rebound. He can't seem to get it in.
There's a lot of noise for CSI. A good group of fans came all the way down from Twin Falls. 6:37 left in the game, and Dixie on their way to their first defeat of the year. It'll take a miracle to come back. Shot up and good by Newman. CSI not about to fold up the tent. Dixie's going to have to get the shots to fall. Ross to Rossum to Ross. Dixie, back to Rossum in the corner. Rossum at the baseline. Jump shot from 10, under pressure, up, no good. Rebound brought down by Karst. Foul on Ross. It has to be. Ross with his first personal foul. CSI, excellent ball club, doing what they did against Dixie in Twin Falls last year. And there's no question about it, Kim, CSI at this point should be ranked well ahead of Dixie.
Yeah, they are. They're an excellent team. You can tell they're well-coached, and they really like to play. They really like to go inside and bang on the boards.
20-point lead, 39-19. Dixie had it back within five, 24-19. And it's been 15 unanswered points in the last 4 minutes. As Dixie, and threatening to make it 16 or 17 unanswered points. Karst, shot good. 3-for-3 from the free throw. Newman makes it a 12-point lead. Ross into forecourt. Ross looks for help. Out in front it comes to Rossum at the point, looking for his first points of the night. Johnson baseline, jump shot, five-footer, good. Johnson, 13 points, back to a 10-point lead. 45-35, and the full court pressure is on again. Jackson to Reynolds. Reynolds looks for help.
Back to Jackson across the 10-second line. Jackson against Ross. Jackson to the baseline. It goes to Newman against Baldwin. Out in front it comes to Drevnik. Drevnik to the baseline. It goes to Collins. Back out to Jackson. Jackson to Reynolds. Reynolds against Johnson. Back to Jackson. Jackson looks for help. Newman trying to post up. Goes to the high post instead to Drevnik. Jackson. Baseline leans in. 15-footer. Banks too hard. Rebound. Pete Johnson. Outlet pass on the floor. Stolen by Jackson. Keith Jackson of CSI coming up with a big steal into the corner. Underneath it goes to Collins, hooks the shot up, foul on Faldo. Dave Faldo banging bodies underneath there and will send Collins to the free throw line. A minute 51 left in the half. CSI missing some key free throws, but they got the rebound up and in, and the rebounding has been part of the story tonight. CSI has controlled the board.
Yeah, they got the second and third shot going for them, which has got them the big lead.
Now, early in the first half, Dixie got some second and third shots, but none of them went.
Yeah, Anderson's mainly accountable for those, and you can tell by not practicing how it's hurting.
Shot up, no good. Collins shooting two, misses the first one. 45-35, CSI by 10, after leading by 21, and Dixie coming back. And the fans are in the game. Shot up and good. An 11-point lead. Collins gets the point. 46-35. A minute 49 left in the first half. Hopkins looking for help to Clint Rossum. Left angle it goes to Johnson. Baseline. Layup shot. No good. Foul on Reynolds. Dixie finally getting their offense in gear, Kim, and getting some layups.
Yeah, it's Peter Johnson's doing most of the work for him. He's giving a good head fake and then taking the ball right to the basket, which is what they need to do.
I don't know if I've ever seen Pete Johnson play this calm.
Yeah, he's confident right now. He knows what he needs to do, and he's doing a good job of it.
Peter Johnson, a game player. There's no question about that. And Johnson, with 13 first-half points, will be shooting two. First shot is up, and no good. Dixie misses their first free throw of the night. Now 7-for-8 has the team. 46-35. Johnson can bring it back within 10 with another free throw. A minute 42 left in the half. Dixie trying to break that 10-point margin. CSI led by 21. Second shot up and good. Johnson. 14 first half points. 46-36. 10-point lead. Into backcourt Jackson, still in backcourt. Cross-court pass goes to Newman, almost travels with the basketball. Newman down the sidelines, it goes to Drevnik. Newman, definitely the best all-around player for CSI. At the angle, it goes to Wirsky. Out in front, it comes to Jackson. Jackson goes right to the basket, left alone, lays it up and in. Jackson had the easy layup, and Dixie cannot afford to make those defensive lapses. 48-36, bounce pass at the angle, goes to Rossum. Rossum back to Hopkins, almost thrown away. Hopkins looks for help. To the high post, it goes to Faldo in the lane. Ball dribbled away. Reach in foul will go to Wirsky. 12-point lead by CSI with a minute 8 left in the half. And Faldo to shoot 1-1. Dave Faldo, we talked to him last night about the problems he's had free throw shooting, trying to get those free throws back. And the Orem High School grad has been doing better in practice, but still, the form's there. It's just not the concentration. Reynolds and Newman to sit down. Karst in. Jackson to sit down, and Karst was bothered by the pressure.
Yeah, he was. He was a lot more shaked up than number 11 was. He can handle the pressure.
Faldo at the free throw line, 48-36. CSI by 12. Faldo needs the first to have the second. First shot, no good. Rebound, almost stolen by Hopkins. Picked up instead by Collins. So Dixie, a chance to bring it under 10, and now they trail by 12, and CSI with the basketball. To the high post, it goes to Drevnik. Back out to Karst, 58 seconds left in the half. Karst looks for help. Travel call on Karst. Hopkins just bothering Karst. Something fierce. Like a bee under the collar. You can just hear the buzzing and can't reach for it. 48-36. 53 seconds left in the half. Dixie against that zone defense by CSI. To Clint Rossum. Rossum back to Hopkins. Hopkins, three-point shot. No, underneath it goes to Johnson. Baseline jump shot. Faldo up and good. Faldo only a second basket, but it's now a 10-point lead again, 48-38. Reynolds in backcourt. Pass comes to Karst. Double team gets it to Reynolds. 29 seconds left in a half. Reynolds looks for help, trying to get the last shot if they can. Drevnik gets away. Drevnik head fakes, puts the shot up. Foul will go to Faldo. And Ken Wagner thought the travel should have been there.
Yeah, they're giving a pump fake, and they're not really holding their pivot foot down. They could get a lot more traveling calls, I think.
Ken Wagner up talking with the officials. Drevnik Will he be shooting two or one and one? Was it before the shot? It has to be two, I would think. Drevnik is 1 for 4 from the free throw line. And Drevnik, the one man who has struggled, only a 64% free throw shooter. Simister about ready to come in. Shot up and good. Back to an 11-point lead, 49-38. Simister into the lineup for the first time with 23 seconds left, 49-38. Faldmo out, and it will be Hopkins, Simister, Johnson, Andrus, and Rossum to finish out the last 23 seconds, 49-38. Is it 50-38? Yes, it is. Drevnik now has hit three straight. Full court pressure by CSI. No, they'll back off on it. Simister with 20 seconds left in the half to Hopkins. Hopkins, Dixie may be going for the three-point shot to end the half. To Simister. Simister, the man who can shoot it. To Hopkins. Hopkins looks for help to Clint Rossum, trying to find Johnson underneath. Hopkins head fakes down the free throw line. Forces the 10-footer. Good! Hopkins with the basket. 50-40. It's a 10-point lead at the half after Dixie was threatening to fold up the 10. Let's take this break. We'll be back with Sherry Titus and with Bill Foster after this.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury will fix your car for keeps. That doesn't mean 60, 90, or 120 days, but for as long as you own your Ford Lincoln Mercury or Mercure vehicle. If your car needs repair, you pay once, and they guarantee that if the covered part ever has to be fixed again, they will fix it free. That's right, a free lifetime service guarantee. Of course, this covers vehicles in normal use. Where else can you find a guarantee like this but at Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury in St. George?
Jones Paint and Glass offers a paint sale for people who want more than just a lower price. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh paint sale. Save over $7 on Pittsburgh latex flat paint that goes on creamy smooth and withstands years of scrubbing. Now only $11.99 a gallon. Save $8 on Pittsburgh latex enamel with luster finish for hardware areas. Now only $14.99 at Jones Paint and Glass. Pittsburgh Paint makes painting worth the effort, and Jones Paint and Glass makes it easy to paint and save. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
50-40, unbelievable comeback for Dixie in the first half after trailing by 21 points. Kim, it's amazing that Dixie's come back this much.
Yeah, it was good that they got back into the ballgame, though. When they were down 20, they were struggling. They got a spark. Pete Johnson came to the forefront, and him and Craig Hopkins kind of got going on offense, and it helped them out.
By the way, the women, here we have Sherry Titus. Good. I've been waiting for you, Sherry.
Oh, I couldn't get through the crowd.
this is the biggest crowd that we've had in Dixie College Gym this year. What a performance.
I think I was real pleased with our girls. I'm still anxious about our guys. I think they're going to come through it. They're a good second-half team.
Dixie came up with a victory in the women's game tonight also. Great, great victory tonight for the women.
Yes, we won 78 to, I think, 64 was what they finally ended up with. We played really well overall. Everybody played well. Sheila led with 20 points. Joanne right behind with 19. And then we had two others in double figures, Diane and Robin Leroy. So we're playing balanced again, and I was pleased with their performance.
It looked at times like you were going to shoot yourself in the foot tonight and give the game away, and then you would come back again.
Yeah, we try hard to do that. I think they like those 1-2-3-point ball games. I don't know what it is, but I think they get nervous. They get anxious to get going. And, luckily tonight we just stayed. We stayed ahead, and we kept on going with what was working, and we won.
Two victories in two nights, that makes a big step forward for your girl.
Yeah, that'll keep us right in the running for regionals, which is our goal right now. Snow's still out in first, but we're right in there with Utah Tech and Ricks, and that's where we want to be at this point.
Coach Sherry Titus, congratulations on the victory, and good luck the rest of the way.
Great, thanks, Larry.
78-64, the victory tonight for Dixie.
Yes, that was correct.
At the half, Dixie trailing College of Southern Idaho 50-40. Let's take this break. We'll be back with Northwestern head coach Bill Foster back after this.
All home equity loan plans are not created equal.
They advertise no fees up front, but wait till you read the fine print.
Some home equity loan plans charge you a transaction fee every time you use your credit line.
A Zions Bank home equity line of credit ranging from $5,000 to $100,000 is available to those who have equity in their home. And while tax deductions on most other consumer loans will begin phasing out, interest on loans tied to your home is deductible, depending on IRS regulations.
At Zions Bank, there are no hidden costs. You simply pay 1% of your credit line to set up your account and cover appraisal, recording fee, and title insurance costs, plus a $35 annual fee.
And a 1% charge can be financed through your credit line. You only need to qualify one time.
And if you apply for your Zions Bank Home Equity Credit Line before April 15, 1987, your loan interest will be 2% below our standard home equity rate until June 30, 1987. That means that today, you would pay 7.5% annual percentage rate. All home equity loan plans are not created equal. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Periodic rates may vary.
Back at the Dixie College gym, Dixie has come back into the game 50-40 as College of Southern Idaho leads. And we have a man who's very familiar to the Inter Mountain area, Bill Foster, former head coach at the University of Utah. Coach, since leaving Utah, you've had some pretty good programs at other schools.
Well, I was very fortunate, Duke, to really get some really fine players. And we ended up in 1978 in the NCAA finals. And the next couple of years, we were in the NCAAs. And went to the Final Eight, I guess, in 1980. And then it's South Carolina. And now I'm at Northwestern in the Big Ten. And what a year to come into that league. You know, I was just looking last Sunday. Number one at that time was UNLV. Number two was North Carolina. Number three was Iowa. We just played them. Number four was Indiana. We just played them. Number five was Purdue. We just played them. Number six was St. John's or Temple. I'm not sure. But seven was DePaul. We just played them. Number eight was Illinois. We just played them. And ninth was Duke, and we just played them. So, I mean, we're just bobbing and reeling right now and trying to recover. We're not that good a team right now, but we beat Marquette this year, and that's about it, it seems.
That sounds like scheduling suicide is legal in Illinois.
Yeah, and it's good. I'm afraid it's going to be that way because the Big Ten is so highly ranked, and everything after January 1 is a Big Ten game. Plus, we annually play Marquette, Loyola, DePaul, and Marquette. So our schedule is pretty heavy with really top-ranked teams.
Now, Iowa was upset today by Ohio State. That shakes things up again.
We just played Ohio State, so I don't know what's left, you know. But we're bobbing and reeling. We play Michigan State on Monday on ESPN, and then we just finished with Michigan, and who could be up there in the top 22? They just beat Syracuse, who was undefeated last week. So we're not hurting for competition. We actually have too much competition. But this is a great game. You know, I was just thinking, how many teams at any level could you do a game where people see a game where two teams are 20-0? I mean, you know, it maybe hasn't happened too many times before, ever, you know, in basketball or any sport.
At least not unless it's in the NCAA final.
Yeah, really, because it almost seems like it would have to be a February game, and you know, everybody gets beat along the way, and that's a phenomenal game. I think it's warm in here, and I think both teams, you know, are gonna. I think the depth is gonna play a very, very important factor. But I thought that the boards, were a very, very important part of that first half. And I thought that Southern Idaho, you know, really did control the boards, got second shots. Otherwise, this game could be tied.
CSI now losing a little bit of that lead. Dixie coming back at them. A little bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Well, they came back really well. What, it was 23, I guess, down to 10. And in a hurry, it was 6 minutes down to 3 minutes. So I had a great comeback. And, of course, gives them some momentum when they go into the locker room right now, which I think could be very helpful for Dixie.
Let's talk a little bit about your career. You took a Rutgers program, built it into a national power, then came to Utah. That was a national power, and you kept them there.
Well, I was very fortunate here, and we had a very, very good team my third year that went to the NIT finals. In fact, we lost to Purdue in the finals that year, and from there, then I went to Duke, and I've been very, very fortunate. I've had some great, some very fine players. I think maybe 12 or 13 that, went into the NBA. So I'd like to have about 20, you know, in the next year or two because I can sure use them at Northwestern.
Now, Bill Foster, when you put the name Bill Foster next to a basketball coaching position, first of all, you think of a powerful program. Second of all, you think of an academically strong school. You seem to have gravitated to the academically strong school.
Well, I've been very proud of the fact that, maybe up until a couple of years ago, I think I had just about all but about four players that I've coached that haven't, you know, graduated in 4 years or 5 years. And I've been very fortunate from that standpoint. And that's something I'm very proud of. And Northwestern is a very strong academic school. It parallels Duke University and Vanderbilt and Stanford very closely. So, and we have our work cut out for us. Although Duke is a good role model, except they've got so many banners hanging. We don't have any banners. We're really building a tradition because we've never been in an NCAA playoffs. In fact, we were featured today on NBC television at halftime of the UCLA-Notre Dame game, talking about Northwestern and our basketball program. It gave us some very good national exposure today.
Now, that helps with recruiting, doesn't it?
I sure hope so. I need something that's going to help, you know, and in a hurry.
Now, normally at the academically strong schools, you don't head towards junior colleges, but you have to be very selective when you recruit junior college, don't you?
There's no question about that. I think that from our standpoint, it really helps to have a player who went to junior college who did predict academically out of high school. We have a few junior college players in our athletic program at Northwestern in football. And in basketball, we haven't had more than, I think, one or two in the last, 15 years. But we're looking very closely at a couple of players at here at Dixie.
I guess it wouldn't be any secret to say Ross and Rossum are two of them you're looking at.
Yeah, really. McDonald's certainly a nice player, too. And we're graduating two guards that have played quite a bit for Northwestern and started the last several years. So we're really going to miss them. And we have more players up front, but we have a definite need in the backcourt. And particularly with the ball handling skills and the leadership of a Ross and the athletic ability and all around ability of Clint Rossum.
It takes a little while to build the program now from where Northwestern was to where you hope it to be.
It really does. And it's what complicates it now is the fact that the other teams in the Big Ten are so very strong and all of a sudden are really ranked very highly. And a lot of people, including like the Dick Vitales, think it is the strongest conference in the nation, and it could well be. So we're really it's going to be a long, hard pull, and we just got to have patience. And the university does have patience with it, and they want to see progress and see us be more competitive.
With the new restrictions being proposed going into the NCAA. Looks like somebody hit a shot from midcourt, wins a whole bunch of money there, or a whole bunch of hamburgers.
Excuse me, I'm going down here and try to sign him up because, I'll tell you what, we don't have too many three-point shooters on our team. Boy, that was a long range. That was a missile.
As we talk about Northwestern University, will the restrictions over the NCAA scholarship-wise help Northwestern?
I think two things. First of all, when it goes down to 13... scholarships. You have the top 20 schools now are going to lose a total of 40 players. They're going to go someplace else. I think that eventually will help us. The other thing, though, is I think in the last year, everyone has tried to, you know, get a better player academically, and consequently, a player who's rated a 4+, if he's a good student, has been pushed up to a 5- and almost overrated a little bit. So you have to be careful with that. And so I think in the long run it's really going to help Northwestern, but I don't know how long that's going to take. But I think in about 2 years or so.
Junior college seems to have changed a little bit, and major schools, major powers, not only are building with the freshmen, but they are building with some junior college players, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I'll tell you what, the caliber of play is very good. I mean, this game like tonight is, again, getting back to two teams that are 20-0 and so top rank in the nation. I mean, this is a very, very well-played basketball game, and there's a lot of talent out there on both teams.
Do you think it'll change much in the second half? Do you think that the Heat will finally get to the two teams?
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure one team can blow out the other one. So I would think that Dixie going in with a little bit of momentum, I'm sure they're going to concentrate on getting the defensive boards better in the second half. And if that press continues to hurt Southern Idaho, why, you know, this game could end up with 10 minutes to go, a tie ball game.
Coach Bill Foster, thank you for being up here with us. Welcome back to Utah, and best of luck with the Northwestern program.
Well, thank you. Enjoy being with us. This should be a great second half.
Halftime score, CSI over Dixie, 50-40. We'll be back after this.
Whether you already own an RV or would like to, Bradshaw Ford and RV is the place for you. You will find the finest names in RVs and one of the biggest selections in southern Utah, northern Arizona, or Nevada. Not only can you buy the finest in recreational vehicles at Bradshaw Ford and RV, but they have all of the parts and facilities to make any repair or to perform any service. It isn't an accident that Bradshaw Ford and RV is number one. 1275 Highland Drive next to I-15. Bradshaw Ford and RV.
It's never been easier to transform four very plain bare walls into an exciting room at Jones Paint and Glass. Lots of in-stock wallpaper at 50% savings. And there's a special double-roll wallpaper selection for only $6.99. Just in at Jones, the very latest wall-covering decorator books, and you save 20 to 30%. And for that final touch, at great savings, beautiful Hunter Douglas vertical and horizontal blinds, 50% off. See Stella at Jones Paint and Glass on 596 East Tabernacle, St. George.
Kim Garrett, let's take a look at the rebounding and turnovers, and that tells the tale.
Yeah, it does. Like Coach Foster said, 20 rebounds for CSI as opposed to Dixie with 10. They doubled them on the boards. Turnover-wise, Dixie committed a lot of turnovers early and then got it back under control. They had 11, and CSI had 10.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for CSI. The big man is Eric Newman. We talk about the rebounding. Part of that is Eric Newman's doing. 19 points, averages only 20 on the year, but he is the leading scorer and having a humongous night, to say the least. Joey Johnson held the 6 points in the first half. Karst with 5. Jackson with 4. 7 for Gerald Collins. 2 to Mauro Gomez, and Gomez has had a rugged road trip, the Brazilian. Eduardo Drevnik has 5. Wurski has 2, and so everyone that's played for CSI, save Keith Reynolds, has scored, and Reynolds, the only man who hasn't scored. For Dixie, off the bench, Rob Ross has a couple of free throws. Jeff Simister has not scored, played briefly. This is Darrell White has not scored, has 3 personal fouls. Roger McDonald, just 4 points. Steve Andrus, 4 points in a case of mononucleosis. Dave Faldmore, 4 points. Craig Hopkins, with a total of 12, 14 to Pete Johnson. And this is part of the story. Clint Rotham without a point in the first half. And a real struggle, 50-40. Can it be done? Dixie trailed New Mexico Junior College 53-42 at the half and one in overtime. We'll wait and see. Full court pressure. Keith Jackson to begin the second half. CSI with the basketball. Alley-oop to Johnson. Misses the slam. And no technical for grabbing the rim. Alley-oop and Joey Johnson misses the slam. And he can go elbow deep easily. Hopkins gets away from Jackson. Dumps it off underneath to Johnson for 2. Keith Johnson. 16 points, Dixie within 8, 50-42. Gomez gets it to Drevnik. Drevnik back to Gomez, and Dixie's pressure defense may be getting to CSI in this warm gym. Back within 8, 50-42 to begin the second half. Newman leaves it for Mauro Gomez. In deep it goes to Drevnik. Back to Gomez. Looks for the three-pointer. Baseline jump shot over the basket. Rebound, Faldmo. Comes out, no travel call. To Hopkins, back to the basket. Lays it up. Will it go? Yes, there's a foul. Keith Jackson with a personal foul, and that is number 3 on Jackson. Dixie back within 6, 50-44. Kim, amazing.
Yeah, it is. They must have got caught too good at halftime. Sometimes teams let up when they get a big lead in the first half. Dixie got the early start, and that's what they need. The first 5 minutes is important right now.
Plus the third personal foul on the only point guard that hasn't rattled against Dixie's pressure, Craig Hopkins. Trying to complete the three-point play, 14 points on the night, had 16 last year in a loss. One of his best games of the year. Shot good. Dixie, 5 unanswered points and full court pressure to Newman. Newman being chased by Johnson into four-court double team. Hopkins steals it. Hopkins with the steal. End of forecourt. Clint Rotham, jump shot, two-pointer, no good. Rebound brought down by Newman, and Rotham struggles. Travel call on Newman, trying to stay away from Pete Johnson, and Fred Trankel is upset. Turnover by CSI, and Dixie's coming back. Listen to the crowd. 18:54 left in the game, and here comes Dixie. Johnson inbounds to McDonald, puts it up, no good. There's a foul, and it goes on CSI, and Fred Trankel can't believe it. Down went Drevnik. Drevnik has the personal. Personal foul number one. That's team foul number two in this half, and McDonald to shoot free throws. That's only number one on Drevnik. CSI putting in their protest to the officials. Amazing comeback here.
That is. McDonald played it good that time. You got to take it right back at him. You can't shy away and try to shoot the fadeaway. You got to take it right to the hole in the basket.
From a 21-point deficit, Dixie is back within five. McDonald shooting two. First one good. McDonald, 5 points on the night. One more will tie him with Cal Paskett for number 24 on the all-time scoring list. Roger McDonald, shot up, good. Dixie, 50-47 trailing, and the pressure bothering CSI. Gomez to Jackson, into forecourt it comes to Newman, and CSI looking to settle down. Jackson, three-point attempt up, good. Jackson takes it right back out to six, 53-47, and just as you'd expect the number three-ranked team in the nation to react, CSI has done that. Craig Hopkins in deep, intended for McDonald, thrown away once again. Ball knocked away by Johnson, picked up by Craig Hopkins. Dixie gets it right back. Hopkins into forecourt. Hopkins across the 10-second line. Rotham wants the ball. Pass underneath to McDonald, gets away, head fakes, lays it up and in. 53-49. Drevnik down the lane. Pass goes to Newman. Layup good. CSI burns Dixie the other way. Back to a six-point lead. 55-49. And now we have a horse race. 17:54 left in the ball game. Craig Hopkins across the 10-second line against Jackson. Walking the ball. Bounce pass goes to Faldo. Dixie has to make the run back. Faldmo, baseline, running right-hander, good! Faldmo with that key basket again, and Fred Trinkle screaming at the officials. 55-51. Foul almost stolen by Faldmo to Newman. To the baseline, Drevnik lays it up and in. Dixie almost with the seal, but Drevnik gets the basket. Back to a six-point margin, 57-51. 17:21 left in the half. Dixon coming back against CSI. Faldmo to Rotham. Rotham baseline jump pass thrown away. Picked up by Newman. Outlet pass comes to Jackson. Jackson against Hopkins. Foul. Basket will be good. Hopkins with a foul. Big play for CSI, Kim.
Yeah, that'll take a little bit of the momentum away from Dixie there on that.
Back to an eight-point lead, 59-51. Jackson has drawn the third personal from Craig Hopkins. And Hopkins, who has been part of the spark tonight, 15 points on the night for Hop, now commits his third personal foul. Keith Jackson. Jackson from Chicago, Illinois, trying to complete the three-point play and make it a nine-point lead. Shot up and no good. Rebound, Rotham. CSI allowed Dixie to get back within four again, and now it's taking it out to an eight-point lead. Hopkins looks for help. It goes to Johnson. Johnson to McDonald at the baseline, looking for help. Roger McDonald has had a struggle with the offense. Pass stolen. Taken by Gomez. Outlet pass comes to Jackson. Jackson cross-court to Newman. Slams it. Dixie getting a little sloppy with the passes again, and it's out to a 10-point lead. 61-51. We're back to where we were at the half. 16:35 left in the game. Hopkins to walk it into forecourt. Hopkins getting away from Jackson. Right side it goes to Johnson. Johnson looks for help. Johnson back to Dave Faldmo, trying to find McDonald. Does so at the high post. Turnaround right-hander up. Soft. Will it go? Yes. Pete Johnson almost with a goaltending. Pulled a hand back just in time. 61-53 CSI. Gomez with the basketball for the Golden Eagles to Drevnik. Drevnik against McDonald gets away, dishes off to Newman. Layup good. CSI shooting layups again, Kim.
Yeah, they are. They're getting the ball inside good now.
Back to a 10-point lead, 63-53. Rob Ross ready to come in for Dixie. Into the corner. Nope. Pass goes to the high post to Faldmo. Faldmo underneath to Rotham. To the basket. Lays it up. Will not go. Rotham. Oh, for the night. Rotham being less than awesome in this ballgame. Really having his worst night of his career. Jackson travels. Jackson couldn't get the pass away. No question about it. Jackson traveled on that pass. Calling to the official, Trankel. Utah has creeped back within nine against BYU, 46-37. BYU out in front into the second half now. Into the second half. Ross into the lineup, replacing Craig Hopkins. Right side, it goes to Clint Rossum. Dixie trails by 10. Rossum to the basket, hooks the shot up, misses everything except the side of the backboard. Rebound saved by Ross along the sidelines. Clears it back to Faldo, to Ross. Ross, bounce underneath to McDonald on the floor, stolen. Taken by Keith Jackson. Here comes Jackson against Ross. In the lane, lays it up, and it'll go. Keith Jackson makes it a 12-point lead, CSI. 65-53, and Dixie sloppy with the ball handling once again. This is what cost him in the first half. How many comebacks can Dixie make? Pass down the sidelines, knocked away by Gomez. Out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie getting sloppy. They go in spurts of good passing.
Yeah, they do. They came out and started good in the second half, but then they kind of went the middle laps.
Baldwin looks for help. Inbound comes to Rob Ross. Ross at the point against man-to-man defense now by CSI. Bounce pass at the angle goes to McDonald against Drevnik. Out in front, Johnson. Johnson in the lane. Ken Footer up and good. Pete Johnson, almost a four-point student. Outstanding athlete, too, and a pressure ball player. Brings it back within 10. 65-45. Offensive foul called on Jackson. Tough call, Kim. It looked like it may have gone to Ross.
Yeah, it looked like it was on Ross from here. I don't know what to say on that.
The official trailing the play says Jackson pushed off, and Fred Trinkle can't believe it. That's number four on Jackson, and Kim, I don't think CSI can go as deep at the point guard.
No, they can't. The other guards haven't been able to handle the pressure as good as he has.
Gerald Collins into the lineup. Jackson gets a standing ovation, and he's been the offensive spark in the second half. 65-55. Dixie with the basketball, trailing by 10. Ross looking for help. A big mountain to climb. Ross trying to find somebody. Ball knocked away. Nope, travel call on Ross. And CSI, with good defense, away from the basketball, caught that one.
Yeah, they play good pressure defense, too. They get up on the man and play him real tight.
65-55. Collins, Ross almost coming up with a steal and almost with a foul. Gomez almost loses the basketball. Into the corner, it goes to Drevnik. Drevnik back to Gomez. A couple of Brazilian players. Gomez looks for help. Back to Drevnik. Drevnik trying to find somebody to pass it to. Lob pass goes to Joey Johnson. Ball knocked away and stolen by Rob Ross. Ross down the sidelines. Ross dishes off to Rossum, juggles the basketball to Pete Johnson, who lays it in. Serendipity. Look what I found. Rossum juggles it, but right to Pete Johnson. Back to an 8-point lead. 65-57. Collins, not a bad point guard. Good ball handler. But Ross right in his face. Pass to the high post goes to Newman. Cut off by Faldo. Jump shot Newman. Up no good. Followed by Newman. No good. Rebound brought down by McDonald. McDonald gets it to Johnson. Johnson, Pete Johnson into forecourt. Peter Johnson looking for help. Into the corner it goes to Faldo. Underneath it goes to McDonald. In the lane, running right-hander. Will it go? No, there's a foul. And it may be on Drevnik. Fred Trinkle, frustrated with the officiating. And Trinkle has a tendency to get on the officials, Kim.
Yeah, he might. Dixie's doing a good job right now. They're taking the ball and they're taking it inside. And they're not shying away. They're taking it right to the hole.
McDonald to the free throw line. That's personal foul number two on Drevnik. Fred Trankel, a little bit of the Eddie Sutton mannerism. Sutton likes to get on the officials.
Yeah, he likes to work the officials. I don't think it's going to affect the ball game, though.
Into the lineup, Steve Andrus. Coming out is Dave Faldo. 65-57. Roger McDonald, we can jinx him right now, is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 10 points on the night. And McDonald ahead of Cal Paskett, now in 24th place on the all-time scoring list. Roger McDonald, first shot up, and soft and good. Dixie had brought it back within four. 53-49. It's now 65-58, CSI. Second shot, good. Dixie. 8 points the second half by McDonald, and the full court pressure will remain on by Dixie in backcourt. Gomez loses the ball, saved by McDonald. Throws it away into the hands of Collins. Chasing Rossum has the foul. Clint Rossum kept in there, I think, Kim, mainly because he's such a good athlete and will cause some things, and you never know when he's going to break loose.
Yeah, he's a talented ball player. He just got to get his confidence back.
65-59, CSI leads by six. Gomez into forecourt against Johnson. Clears it to Drevnik, to Gerald Collins. Collins against Ross. Collins to the baseline. It goes to Newman. Newman looks for help. Trying to get away from the action. Newman trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Drevnik. Drevnik makes the move in the lane. Offensive foul, Drevnik. Drevnik. PSI thought the foul was on Andrus. They may have had an argument, but Ross was hiding under there, and Drevnik landed on him.
Yeah, it looked to me like he even traveled before he even took the bat and shot the basket anyway.
And a tough call. CSI wanted the basket. They want to talk to the officials right now. 65-59, CSI, timeout, 13:04 left in the game. Back after this.
All home equity loan plans are not created equal.
You, Amy. A little later score on that Utah-BYU game. It's now 48-44 BYU, and here comes Utah. Rob Ross now faced against that zone for CSI. CSI throws up a zone defense to Clint Rossen. Back to Ross at the point. Dixie trying to get the penetration. Dixie within six. At the angle, it goes to McDonald. Back out in front, it goes to Ross. Ross wants to go to McDonald. Instead, goes to Rossen. Top of the key, three-pointer. Rossen saves his first three-pointer until 12:35 left in the game, and Clint Rossen has his first points of the night. 65-62. Ball stopped, dropped out of bounds off the toe of Roger McDonald. McDonald thought he had Newman on the travel.
Yeah, he did. It was a good defense by McDonald. He got his body in front of him and had him trapped.
65-62. Dixie trying to come back. They did against New Mexico Junior College, nationally ranked team. Ross tried to chase the basketball against Collins. It goes to Joey Johnson. Baseline up underneath. It goes to Newman. Muscle shot. Good. Eric Newman with 27 points on the night, 67-62. Alley-oop pass, trying to get to Johnson, pass stolen. Here comes Joey Johnson, slammer. And suddenly it's a 7-point lead, 69-62. Joey Johnson on the breakaway gets the slam dunk, high percentage. Clint Rossen looks for help. Into the corner it goes to Roger McDonald. McDonald looking for help, trying to get it to Rossen. No, goes baseline. Jump shot from 10 up, no good. Battle for the rebound on the floor. Does Dixie come up with it? No, CSI. Here comes CSI again. Dixie brings it back close. Here comes College of Southern Idaho. Collins leaves it for Joey Johnson. Johnson has not played that much in the game. To Gerald Collins against Ross. Ross goes down. Collins gets away at the baseline. Collins runs into McDonald. Offensive foul. And there's a little shoving match going on now. Collins apparently upset, and the emotions are running high. Cam, you almost expect this a little bit.
Yeah, it's getting to that point in the ballgame where officials probably start calling a little tighter now.
11:28 left in the game, 69-62. That's the 16th foul on CSI, only two on Dixie, and now there's a big problem. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. CSI leads by a narrow 7 points. Dixie wants the timeout. 11:28 left in the game. 69-62. CSI back after this.
It's savings time at Bradshaw Ford. Right now, you can get a Ford Ranger pickup or a Bronco 2 at 3.9% financing, or you can get $500 cash back. That's right. It's your choice. 3.9% financing or $500 cash back. You can choose from 18 different Ranger pickups, and now is the time to go in and take a demonstration drive. Bradshaw Ford has the largest selection of full-size trucks south of Salt Lake City and invites you to come in and let a sales representative show you around. Bradshaw Ford, 1275 Highland Drive, adjacent to I-15.
Jones Paint and Glass offers a paint sale for people who want more than just a lower price. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh paint sale. Save over $7 on Pittsburgh latex flat paint that goes on creamy smooth and withstands years of scrubbing. Now only $11.99 a gallon. Save $8 on Pittsburgh latex enamel.
7:28 left in the game. The decibel level is amazing. 69-62, CSI with the lead, but Dixie with the basketball. And CSI, the next time they foul Dixie, will put Dixie in a one-on-one situation. Ross looking for help. The tighter man-to-man defense. Ross gets it to Craig Hopkins, who's back into the lineup. Hopkins replacing Rossum. Hopkins against Johnson to McDonald. Back to Hopkins. Back to the tight man-to-man by CSI. Dixie opening it up a little bit. Ross at the point. CSI trying to extend that defense. Ross looks for help at the baseline. Can't find anybody. Now gets to default mode. 10-footer straight on. Shot no good. Rebound. Battle four. Will come out in front. Knocked away by Hopkins. Saved by Grob Ross. Ross comes back the other way. 69-62. Ross at the angle that goes to McDonald. McDonald across the lane. Reverses. Can't get the shot away. Ball knocked away by Gomez. Default mode. Baseline. Jump shot. Good. Bank shot up and in. And Falmo once again with a key basket. 8 points on the night, 69-64, 10:32 left, and CSI with a lead in the basketball. Johnson in the lane, follow-away right-hander, good! Joey Johnson trying to get hot, has 10 points on the night. 71-64, back out to that 7-point lead. 10 Knights, 18 left in the game. Ross at the angle, it goes to Faldmo. Underneath it goes to McDonald, gets away, lays it up and in. Overplay on the backside, and McDonald broke away for his 10th point of the second half. 71-66. CSI by 5. Gomez being chased by Ross. 3-point attempt. Gomez. Gomez with only his second basket of the night. That makes it a hefty 8-point lead again. Dixie brings it back within 3 or 4, and CSI takes it out to 8 or 10. McDonald in the lane, running right-hander short. McDonald rebound shot, no good. Foul on Drevnik or Collins? It will be on Collins. Could have been on Drevnik, and that would have been number 4 on Drevnik. Instead, it's on Collins.
Yeah, excellent play by McDonald. He took it to the basket, got the shot off, got his own rebound, put it up again. Great effort.
Pete Johnson has had the rest and comes back into the lineup. That's personal foul number 2 on Collins. Back into the lineup, let's check. It's Keith Jackson, and Jackson will be playing with 4. Roger McDonald at the free throw line to shoot a couple. McDonald, might as well jinx him again, 6-for-6 on the night. 14 points. First shot, up, soft, and good. 7-for-7, 15 points on the night for Roger McDonald, the Alta High School grad, whose sister didn't have too bad a game either for the Lady Rebels' victory. 74-67, CSI leads. 74-68, Dixie back within 6. And the full court pressure once again. 50-48, BYU leads with 5 minutes left in Salt Lake City over the University of Utah. Full court pressure, Joey Johnson against Pete Johnson. Joey Johnson gets away, leaps with the jump shot, no good. Rebound, battle for Newman. With the second and third effort, and the rebound gets the basket in. 8-point lead again, 76-68. Hopkins running right-hander, no, passes off to Andrus, misses the shot. Rebound off the hands of Andrus, taken by Drevnik. Baseball pass the other way. Stolen by Faldmo to Pete Johnson. 3-on-3. Hopkins whirls. It's 3-on-2. Hopkins jump shot. Free throw line. 17 points for Craig Hopkins. Back within 6. 76-70. Jackson against Hopkins. Keith Jackson. Cross court. Gomez. 3-point attempt. Good. Gomez can shoot. Back out to 9. 79-70. 8:52 left in the game, and we have a shootout between number 3 CSI and number 2 Dixie. Clint Rotham gets off the bench, ready to come in again. Hopkins at the angle to Faldmo. Faldmo looks for help to Pete Johnson at the baseline. Fall away right-hander short. Rebound brought down by Gomez. Joey Johnson going for the offensive foul, couldn't draw it. And here comes CSI. Lead pass comes to Joey Johnson. Wants to make the move against Pete Johnson. Joey backing away, gets it to Mauro Gomez. Gomez can shoot that three-pointer. Out in front it comes to Keith Jackson. Jackson against Craig Hopkins. Jackson down the sidelines, it goes to Drevnik. Drevnik out in front to Gomez. Gomez ball knocked away from McDonald, off the hands of Gomez. And Trenkel can't believe it. There may have been a foul there, and Trenkel grabs his throat and looks at the official. Choke.
Yeah, looks like it.
McDonald should have had the foul on the reach-in. Dixie gets the ball instead. 8:15 left in the game. Dixie trails by 9, 79-70. Hopkins against Keith Jackson. Hopkins would like nothing better than to take Keith Jackson out of there. Pete Johnson at the angle. It goes to Steve Andrus. Andrus makes the move. Can't get the shot away. Cross-court pass. It goes to Clint Rotham. 3-point attempt. Up short. Rebound on the floor. Taken by Pete Johnson. 10-footer. Johnson, 22 points. Back within 7 again. 79-72. With 7:46 left in the game. CSI with the lead. Hopkins against Jackson. Whirls down the lane. Running right-hander. Up and good. Jackson had to go up over Andrus and makes it 81-72, back to that 9-point lead. Hopkins looking for help. Hopkins to Clint Rotham. Rotham at the angle, it goes to Pete Johnson. Gets away from Joey Johnson, flies to the basket for 2. Pete Johnson, 24 points on the night, back within 7, 81-74. To Drevnik, CSI handling the pressure much better this half. To Newman, back to Keith Jackson. Jackson to Craig Hopkins. Looks for help to Gomez. Gomez, 3-point attempt. No, it's a 2-pointer. No good. Rebound, Pete Johnson. Johnson, 3-on-3, fast break. Middle lane goes to Rotham. Lays it up and in. Assist, Pete Johnson. Basket, Clint Rotham. 81-76, back within 5. Keith Jackson hooks the pass to Drevnik. Drevnik being chased. Goes into the corner to Gomez. CSI. Gomez against Roger McDonald. Timeout CSI with 6:44 left. 81-76, College of Southern Idaho, back after this.
All home equity loans.
81-76, Kim, emotionally and physically draining.
Yeah, it is. You can tell Dixie's players were getting a little tired there. That was a good timeout for them. The CSI called that timeout.
Another thing, the crowd is in the game, but not quite as much in the game as they were during the drive.
No, they weren't. If they get within two or three more points, this crowd's going to get really back into it.
Gomez inbounds to Keith Jackson. Back to Gomez. He can shoot that three-pointer, and Dixie knows it. To Drevnik, down in deep. They want to get it to Gomez. Back to Joey Johnson. Johnson back to Gomez. Gomez reverses on Pete Johnson. Baseline, Gomez lays it up. Back, no good. Rebound brought down by Clint Rossum. Dixie with the basketball. Fred Trinkle still on the officials. Rossum gets away from Eric Newman to Pete Johnson for two. Rossum with the assist. Now it's within three. 81-78 CSI lead. Newman in backcourt trying to get away. Ball almost knocked away. Dixie pressuring Newman to the baseline. It goes to Jackson. Jackson backs away from trouble. 6:07 left in the game. And it is a ball game. CSI in their toughest contest of the year. No question. Out in front, it goes to Drevnik. Jump shot up short. Rebound brought down by Joey Johnson to Keith Jackson. No good. Rebound, battle for, and Dixie save it. Clint Rossum does. Rossum to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins pushing it up court. Hopkins behind the back dribble wants to set it up now to beat Johnson. Johnson at the point against Joey Johnson. Down the lane, ball knocked away, stolen back. Pete Johnson loses it into the hands of Keith Jackson. Kent Wagner wanted the foul that time. Darryl White into the lineup for Dixie, replacing a very tired Steve Andrus. Keith Jackson into forecourt against Hopkins. Ross looks for help. Jackson at the angle, ball knocked away by Pete Johnson. Did they call the foul? Is it on CSI? Apparently so. The foul will go to Newman. Newman with only his second personal foul of the night, and it's a one-and-one situation coming up. Johnson, Pete Johnson, almost had the steal, Kim.
Yeah, he did. Pete's coming up again. He's really making his presence felt. This is a big big foul shot that comes for White.
Darryl White, young man without a point tonight, freshman, was headed to the University of Utah, decided he wasn't going to play, transferred 2 days late to be eligible at the first of the year. High school All-American at Snow High School. High School, or South High School. With me, Kim, what else could you ask for? 2-3 in the nation and 40-0 combined on this gym floor.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a real great game tonight. Both teams look pretty similar matchup-wise, and there's a good crowd here tonight also.
Now, you were involved with that team that defeated CSI first round of the Nationals at Twin Falls, and that seemed to set the tone for a new series between Dixie and CSI.
Yeah, I think that got CSI mad that somebody could finally beat them from a small school down south, so kind of set up a good match for the rest of the time.
And it's been that way ever since. On the history of these two schools, it's 15-10 in favor of CSI. But in recent years, Dixie has been coming back. Dixie has won four out of the last five, although they lost the one last year. They've also won six out of the last eight, if you want to go back that far. So the pendulum may have swung towards Dixie. Will it swing back? Tonight, undefeated 20-0 CSI versus undefeated 20-0 Dixie. Dixie number 2 ranked in the nation. College of Southern Idaho number 3 ranked in the nation. Both teams on top of the league with undefeated marks. And this one has some importance for pride. Both teams are within a few games of clinching a playoff berth. And each team would like to win the championship. CSI more concerned about being the top team in the Northern Division, and right now they have that by a large margin over Treasure Valley, Ricks, and North Idaho. If CSI wins up there, and it looks to be a foregone conclusion, they host the regional championships this year. We talked with both Coach Fred Trinkle of College of Southern Idaho and Ken Wagner of Dixie College prior to this game. We'll be back after this with those interviews.
Bradshaw Ford says you can spot one miles away like no other American car ever before. Now in huge supply, just in time for winter, Ford Taurus. Now's the time to get one. Taurus Temptation Time at Bradshaw Ford. Choose a Taurus sedan or wagon, four-cylinder or powerful V6, automatic or manual transmission. Get front-wheel drive, room for six, dynamic styling, and Ford quality. America's best-built cars at Bradshaw Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and RV, 1275 Highland Drive.
Jones Paint and Glass offers a paint sale for people who want more than just a lower price. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh paint sale. Save over $7 on Pittsburgh latex flat paint that goes on creamy smooth and withstands years of scrubbing. Now only $11.99 a gallon. Save $8 on Pittsburgh latex enamel with luster finish for hardware areas. Now only $14.99 at Jones Paint and Glass. Pittsburgh paint makes painting worth the effort, and Jones Paint and Glass makes it easy to paint and save. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
I'm talking with College of Southern Idaho head basketball coach Fred Trinkle. Coach, there's no question about it. This is a great year for your guys.
Well, you know, I think about a year ago at the same time, we were at 19-1. And, you know, we had a great shot to make the regional tournament. This year, we're 20-0. And like I was telling my radio guy, Larry, you know, this matchup between 2 and 3, there's a lot of hype, and I think it's great for the media, and it's great for Region 18, certainly. But the biggest factor in my mind is who's going to host the region. And I'm battling with North Idaho and Richland right now. We're 4 games up in the loss column on both of them. And to me, that's the most important thing, because the bottom line, no matter who wins today, still someone's going to have to come in on our floor and beat us to take us out of the national tournament.
First things first, in other words.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, we put everything in perspective. We both have 12. We have 12 games left. I think they have 11 games left after tonight. And there's a lot of basketball to be played. There's a lot of injuries to get over. There's a lot of minds to be mended, and there's a lot of road games to go, and a lot of things can happen. But I couldn't feel any better about my team right now, other than the fact that we are a little injured, and within a month, I think we're going to be, back to full speed, hopefully, if you don't have any new injuries. But I know Kenny has a nice ball club. I've watched him play several times on tape and a couple times in person, and I think it'll be an excellent game, and I think the fans are going to certainly get their money's worth.
There should be a lot of quickness out on the floor between the two teams.
Well, I think he builds his defense on quickness, and we certainly have always built ours on quickness. We have a little more size than we've had in the past and a little better outside shooters. I think he's got a lot more depth than he had a year ago, and certainly a lot more maturity on his team. So I think it will be a very interesting contest and a fun one, and I would be very amazed if one team really got out on the other one. I think it's just going to be a good, hard-fought college basketball game, and one to remember. And, of course, you know, I remember a year ago, San Jacinto met Midland, and they were 2-3 in the regional playoffs in Dallas, Texas, and they drew 1,100 fans. And I'm sure tonight, whatever your gym holds, whether it's 25 or 600 or whatever, it's certainly going to be a capacity crowd. I told my kids I'd feel pretty bad if 2-3 met in the nation in Region 18 and it didn't pack a gym, no matter whose it was. And I guess ours or Rick's is probably the largest. We hold about 4,200, and Rick's is somewhere in the same area. I would guess if we held it, anywhere in Region 18, it would be over capacity crowd. It should be a fun game tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the individuals on your ball club. People are familiar with Joey Johnson. The fans come to see him, but Eric Newman may be the key man.
Well, you know, Eric's Mr. Consistent. He was first-team All-Region. Joey was second-team All-Region a year ago. Eric led the region in rebounding. He set a CSI record a year ago. He broke the all-time record of Tim Bassett. He's shooting 65% or 66% from the field. He's Mr. Consistent. You don't have to worry about Eric. He's just going to be there. He's going to pull you down 10 rebounds and 20 points, whether you're in the ball or not. And that's kind of a great guy to have on the team. And then we've got a couple other kids who, one, didn't have a good game last night. Marlon Gomez, a freshman, who had his season low last night. And I remember the last time he came with his season low, he came back with 31. So we're hoping that happens again tonight. And then we've got Drevnik in the middle, a big, strong kid from Brazil who does an excellent job, and a number of other players. We're still trying to get one of our starters back who broke his leg a month ago, Gerald Collins. He's finally seeing a little limited action, but Keith Jackson has come in and taken a lot of the burden off the point guard spot between he and Dale Carson. They've done an excellent job there. And then we've got Reynolds and Worski in off the bench at 6'5.5 and 6'7 who do an excellent job. So we've got a lot of people who can play the game, and we're very similar to Dixie. We've got some strengths. We like to run. We like to press. We like to play good, hard defense. We shoot quite well. We shoot free throws well. Should be a great matchup. Everything tells you it should be a great matchup. But then we still have to play the game, don't we, Larry? We can't fill up the broadcast booth and announce it. We have to play the game, the two teams, and make it that good ball game. But I think it'll be a fun one.
What sort of thoughts does a coach have going into a game like this? We've talked about some of the surface things about trying to get the region, trying to get the kids together, having a good, consistent effort. But In your quiet moments, what are some of the things that go through your mind? Do you get excited about coaching in a game like this?
Well, I've been excited, not just this game. I get excited for every ball game. I think people who know me can tell you that. I was probably as hyped for BYU two nights ago as I am for this one. In fact, since we won at BYU and won at Snow, I'm probably a little more relaxed tonight than had we been beat. But, you know, I'm a very intense individual, and I think there's only one way to play the game, and that's intense all out for 40 minutes. And certainly I'm just a reflection of my team, and the times that my team are not a reflection of me, we're in trouble. So I hope we're going to go for every loose ball. I hope we're going to play to the very end tonight, because if we don't, I'm sure Dixie will, and they'll win the ball game. I think it will be a great game. I certainly hope, and this is something that's always mentioned, I certainly hope the two officials out there let the teams play and decide. So many times you see big games, and all of a sudden everything is called, you know, a certain way, and one team can't adjust, and it turns into a mockery. So I just hope the best team can, you know, both teams can play, and we can decide who's best tonight. And you know what's amazing? Well, it doesn't mean a doggone thing, because the only game anybody's going to remember is the last time we meet. That's the only one a year from now anybody's going to care about. If we happen to meet in the regional finals, that's the only thing anyone's going to remember. They're not going to remember tonight one bit, and this is why I tried to emphasize to the press early in the week. It really doesn't matter. Whoever wins the last game, the time we play the last time, that's the one everyone will remember.
Let's talk about a starting lineup tonight for CSI.
Well, we're going to stick with what's got us this far, pretty much at least the last five games, and that'll be we'll go with Jackson at the point guard. He's a 5'10", 5'11", sophomore, jumps very well, very similar to Hopkins. He's one of the league leaders in steals and assists. And then we'll go with the guards. We'll go with Johnson. We actually use a three type of guard front. We'll go with Johnson out at one off guard, and he's about 6'4", and he's the MVP of the regional tournament a year ago, and I think everyone knows about Joey Johnson. And Gomez will play the other guard at 6'7". And then we'll go with Newman at 6'4", in around the basket, and Gomez at 6'8", in around the basket. And then we'll come with all kinds of combinations from then on, very similar to what Dixie will do to us.
Looking back at last year's regional tournament, I guess this, for CSI, this gym is somewhat user-friendly, isn't it, for CSI?
Oh, gosh, it's all my kids. But, gee, you know, we've got a two-game winning streak going here. Why should we be where, you know, I have six kids back off that team, too. They, you know, they went through this gym, and then they went through the inter-region, and then they went through four international tournaments. So we're tournament-wise. We went into, I think, the two toughest places to play, beyond a doubt, in Region 18, are North Idaho and Ephraim. And I don't mind Rick's, because Rick's has such a good, positive crowd. He gets the kids up and that up and that floor with all that room. And I would say Dixie would be fourth. Now, you know, they may rank me indifferent because they have to put CSI in there as far as tough. But for CSI teams, I would rank it that way. Well, we've already gone to North, and I feel because of everything that goes on in North, it's probably the toughest. And then if you want to look at how many times CSI's beat people, we'll probably have the least wins in Ephraim. So we've been to Ephraim. We've been to the two toughest places. And we're getting, you know, the third of the fourth out of the way tonight. And, you know, we're going to have some not too tough road trips left, the couple that we have, Treasure Valley and Eastern and, you know, Utah Tech. And, again, we enjoy playing at Rex. We've won 8 games in a row over Rexburg. So I have no doubt that we're going to play good at Rexburg. So should be a fun game tonight. And this floor has been friendly to us. Overall, as a team, we've shot over 56%, close to 57% as a team for the year, and we've shot over 70% from the free throw line. So I think that's a real important factor. You got to be a good free throw shooting team if you want to win in this league. Every team that's went on to win a regional championship, it's always been the one that's shot the free throws the best. And last night against Snow, I guess we were 75%. Against BYU the night before, 75%. How you doing? And, you know, I feel no doubt that we can come in and shoot free throws, too. If somebody has a tragic night at the foul line, they're going to get beat, I'm sure, tonight.
Coach Fred Trankel, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. We're talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner. And, Coach, this is the one that a lot of the kids have been waiting for, really.
Well, we're excited to play tonight. It should be a great game.
CSI, how do they match up with Dixie?
I think we match up well. They have some excellent jumpers, some very good quickness, and excellent shooters. They're a lot like we are. They pressure all over. I think they just jump a little better than we do. Stronger rebounding team.
It's going to be a little bit like playing against a mirror.
No, I don't think so. I think we play a little bit different styles offensively, and they're probably more physical than we are. But I don't think they'll face the type of quickness that we have either.
So that that may be the challenge there.
They are quick, though. They're very quick, and they have some excellent ball handlers. But we'd like to see how quick they are and match up our strengths.
Let's talk about your ball club now. In all honesty, it seems to be that kids may have been looking by a couple of opponents looking to CSI. Last night especially, they seemed a little tense on occasion.
Well, we didn't play very well last night. And it could have been, I'm sure they're thinking about CSI. I thought our second team in came and played very well, so that could have been. But hopefully, and I really have a lot of confidence, we have a lot of sophomores, and that always means a little more leadership, and I think we'll be ready to play.
A lot of people are looking at this. Number two versus number three in the nation, 20-0 versus 20-0, great matchup, et cetera, but there are really more things at stake than that, aren't there?
Well, I think there's a lot of pride at stake. It really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning as far as getting to the regional tournament, other than that you'll have the highest seed. But if you make it to the regional tournament, really nothing counts except that.
And CSI would host if they finish in the top four.
If they finish the top seed of any of the northern schools, then they would host the tournament.
Right now, it's Dixie and CSI and everyone else trying for the third and fourth position. Do you anticipate it staying that way?
Well, I think so. Snow has a one-game advantage over all the others, and I anticipate that it'll probably remain that way if everyone plays like they have been. And it'll really be a battle for that fourth-place slot.
How important is this game, except for pride, really?
Well, I think it gives you momentum to go into the tournament number one seed, and it's on our home court, and we don't want to lose here. And so I think it's about the same as any other league game. You need to win it if you want to be in first place. But a loss of prize night to Treasure Valley would have been the same type of thing. And if we want first place alone, we need to win tonight.
Rankings, second and third in the nation. It's nice to have the rankings, but are there some times that Coach Ken Leibner says, hey, I'd rather not have the ranking and still have the record?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's good publicity for our school and our recruiting to have us ranked and get attention. They don't put our scores on the state news stations when we're not ranked, and so it really helps publicity-wise, I think, the college and our basketball program. And so the ranking does have a lot of positive benefits.
Let's talk about health. CSI has some injuries. You have some health problems.
Well, we have a few health problems, but hopefully Steve will be able to participate and do a good job tonight. Darryl played last night, didn't jump quite as well, moved quite as quick, but I think he should be better tonight.
Let's talk about a starting lineup tonight. Changes?
Only in the point guard. We'll go with Craig, Clint at guards, and Dave Fulmer, Peter Johnson, Roger McDonald.
Bring Steve off the bench as needed then.
I will be bring Steve and the others that have been coming off.
The key for Dixie?
I really feel the key is going to be to make sure we control the tempo and rebound. I think the big critical stat, if there is ever a critical stat, will be the rebounding.
What do you tell the kids going into a game like this? There's obviously, well, the media hype, and we're part of that. There's a lot of tension, a lot of excitement, 40-0 on the same floor. How do you get the kids prepared for something like this? What do you tell them to get them prepared the way you want them prepared?
Well, I really don't think you have to tell them anything. They know what's going on, and they're ready to go. I think we just have to do the coaching part, have them ready to play the game and face the situations that may come up during the game.
Emotions the key there?
Well, I think, like I said, emotionally, they're going to be high anyway, and so we just need to make sure they're prepared mentally and physically and know what to do in game situations, not really emotionally. Right? A lot of times, you'd prefer to have them an even keel than be real emotionally high.
I know away from the floor, away from the kids, there's got to be some thoughts by a coach. I know your wife has been asking you, do you think you can beat CSI a lot?
She does. She's always worried more than I have since we've been married. I was coaching before we were married. And first year in the state tournament, we were rated number one. She was all scared and says, oh, do you think we'd win? And after being with her for 3 or 4 hours the day of the game, championship game, I said, you're getting me so nervous, I've got to leave. But she's been real good this week, and I think she worries a lot about it. But I really feel we can play with them. It's just a matter And it's not that we should be looking at playing with them. They need to consider the same thing about us.
There you've heard from the two coaches. Let's take this break. We'll be back with the beginning of play. Dixie versus CSI.
It's savings time at Bradshaw Ford. Right now, you can get a Ford Ranger pickup or a Bronco 2 at 3.9% financing, or you can get $500 cash back. That's right. It's your choice. 3.9% financing or $500 cash back. You could choose from 18 different Ranger pickups, and now is the time to go in and take a demonstration drive. Bradshaw Ford has the largest selection of full-size trucks south of Salt Lake City, and invite you to come in and let a sales representative show you around. Bradshaw Ford, 1275 Highland Drive, adjacent to I-15.
Back at the Dixie College gym, about ready to get underway. Craig Hopkins, Pete Johnson, Clint Rossum, Dave Faldmo, and Roger McDonald for Dixie. For CSI, Joe Johnson. Number 23, Eric Newman, maybe the most consistent player. Number 33, Eduardo Drevnik from São Paulo, Brazil. Number 31, Mauro Gomez. And Keith Jackson. Standing ovation. Standing room only crowd. The biggest crowd I've ever seen at the Dixie College gym. And the tap controlled by Joey Johnson of CSI. At the baseline to Gomez. Jump shot. Good. And it's 2-0 CSI to begin things. Out of the corner, not quite to a three-point area. Pass to the baseline goes to Pete Johnson. To the basket, layup, good! And the shootout has begun. 2-2 tie. Ball stolen by Dixie. No on the floor. Jackson gets away. Foul will go to Craig Hopkins. Double team on the basketball when Jim, I think, has already been set. The ball, let's shoot, let's press.
You're at the last night's ball game. You can tell the truth. And the foolish basketball. The ball of the river. Inside. Joe Meadows. Stand down. Joe Meadows. Take me in about two. Six. 6'5", anyway. He is a big muscular kid. At the point, he goes to keep. Right side to Joey Johnson. Good shooter. Surprisingly good shooter. Brother of Dennis Johnson. The Celtics out in front of comes to Gomez. They can't find him. Reversing. Goes out to the point again to Keith Jackson. Jackson against Hopkins. Hopkins with the pressure. Jackson drives. Shot up partially deflected by McDonald. Hook shot up no good by Drevnik. Rebound brought down. They call the foul on who? Paul Moore or McDonald? Great violation and white. Foul is going hard to the ball. Griffin. Everybody, when the shot goes up, so they. For some reason, this gym doesn't seem quite as noisy as it is. Well, but it is standing room only. What I heard is the Dixie College gym record team. This is the first person while on McDonald's. And Johnson. Makes it the last one. Newman. Shooter all the way around, shooting different rounds from the field. Let them shot up and go. poor precious. That's the worst McDonald's in, but I'm sure Pete Johnson, Johnson. Quickly, just a bomb throw. Back and back, Corbin.
Dixie with the basketball at the angle. Dave Faldmo looking for help. Faldmo in the middle, gets away, dumps it off to McDonald. Faldmo had the shot, the ball stolen. Joey Johnson on the fast break goes to Newman, hooks it up and in. And Ken Wagner pleading for the travel call, didn't get it. 6-2, CSI out in front of Dixie. And Dixie with the basketball. Hopkins looks for help. Hopkins. To the point, it goes to Roger McDonald against Drevnik. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. To Dave Faldmo. Faldmo looks for help, reversing against Gomez. Can't get the shot away. To the baseline to Hopkins. 5-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Hopkins. Banks it up and in. The rebound came right back to Craig Hopkins, flat-footed, and Hopkins got the basket. 6-4. CSI with the lead. Pass to the baseline to Newman. Goes to the baseline, running right-hander. No good. They call a blocking foul on McDonald. Newman ran over McDonald. McDonald wasn't quite set, Kim, and that's two on Roger.
No, he's got to be there quick and get his body in front of somebody like Johnson who's quick jumper and quick first step.
Eric Newman to the free throw line. McDonald with his second personal foul. 13th foul on Dixie, only one on CSI, and already Steve Andrus playing under duress, playing under mononucleosis. Andrus into the lineup to replace McDonald. 18-12 left in the first half of play. It's 6-4 CSI, number three ranked team in the nation, leading number two on number two's home floor. Newman, 3-for-3 from the free throw line in a total of 5 points. Averages 20 on the year. Leading scorer for CSI. Johnson gets the press. Newman gets the point and gets the job done. Second shot up and good. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. It's an 8-to-4 lead and full court pressure by CSI. Faldmo in backcourt will work against Gomez. Reach around. Fouled by Gomez. Gomez with his first personal foul, second team foul on CSI. And so far, it looks like Dixie's a little overmatched with CSI.
Yeah, it looks like everybody's going to have to use their whole bench if they keep calling fouls that hard at the start of the game.
Inbounds comes to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins in backcourt against Keith Jackson. Hopkins turned to start at the point guard tonight. Hopkins looking for help. Hopkins has the one basket so far. Pass in deep goes to Andrus. Reverses goes against Redneck. Goaltending on Johnson. Fred Trinkle up giving some instructions to Joey Johnson. The basket will count on the goaltend by Johnson. Johnson tried to draw the hand back, couldn't. Just got a fingernail on it.
Yeah, he got up good on that. He tried to pull back, but he was already up there with it.
Johnson in backcourt being chased by Rossum. Johnson looking for help. Hooks the pass to Jackson, knocked away. Newman gets it underneath. Cross court, it goes to Drevnik, puts it up and in. Drevnik with the basket, and CSI hitting the shots that they have so far. 10-6, CSI with the lead. Hopkins in backcourt, looks for help, gets away from his man. Pass intended for Andrus, knocked out of bounds, off the hands of Jackson. Jackson, a little frustrated, thought he had the steal. Andrus was there, but Jackson with a quick hands, knocks it away, inbounds. Looking for help. And Johnson gets it inbounds to Faldmo. Head fakes, leans in, gets the shot. And they call the basket good, and a foul on Faldmo. Faldmo gets the basket, gets the foul. 14 fouls on Dixie, and Dixie cannot afford the foul trouble with a good free throw shooting team.
No, they can't. They're going to have to watch that. I'll make sure the shot's on it.
Full court pressure, both sides. Dixie putting on the full court press this side. Inbounds comes way into forecourt to Drevnik. Out in front of everybody. Drevnik gets it. Gets fouled by Andrus. Andrus up with him. Drevnik will shoot two. Andrus has his first personal foul, and the difference right now is fouls. Dixie trails by 2, 10-8. But to the free throw line goes Eduardo Drevnik. And Dixie
on the pass by CSI. They can fly, and Drevnik got out in front of everybody.
Yeah, they got good quick players, guys, can get up and down the court. Looks like it's going to take a full team effort by Dixie to beat tonight.
17-27 left in the half. Eduardo Drevnik at the free throw line misses. As a team, CSI, 4-for-5 now from the free throw line. 10-8, CSI out in front. And this may be one of the best matchups of the year, considering this is 40-0 between the two teams. Rebound brought down by Jackson, no good, followed up and in by Newman. So Dixie did not get the offensive rebound. Newman did, and it's a 12-8 lead. CSI out in front. The boards making part of the difference. Hopkins, free throw line, pulls up, jump shot short. Rebound battling for it, Andrus. Rebound brought down by Drevnik. Jackson loses the basketball, picks it up on the dribble. On the right side it goes to Mario Gomez. Three-point pass. No, a pass underneath to Newman. Whirls, bank shot, no good. Rebound, Andrus. Dixie has to toughen the boards. 12-8, CSI out in front. The crowd is definitely in the game, and CSI would like to take them away from it. Hopkins, pass intended for Andrus, thrown away. Right into the hands of Drevnik, and Hopkins tosses the ball away. 12-8, CSI with the lead. Leave it for Jackson. Dixie with a full court pressure. CSI will put the press on, too. Jackson reversing against Hopkins. Jackson bounce pass, goes to Johnson, takes the 15-footer, no good. Long rebound comes to Hopkins. Hopkins looks for Rotham. Rotham not looking. Outlet pass comes to Johnson. Pete Johnson in the lane, pulls up, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound, battle for Clint Rotham, saves it at the baseline. Rotham head fakes, can't get the shot away. Trying to find Andrus, does get the ball into Andrus and Johnson. Andrus saves it out in front to Hopkins, no travel call. Johnson and Andrus came together, and Ken Wagner a little upset with the offense right now. BYU out in front of Utah, 2-0 early in that ball game in Salt Lake City. Another big one in the state of Utah, 12-8. CSI out in front. Pass into the corner to Drevnik. To Gomez. Under pressure. Shot misses everything. But Newman all alone for the rebound. Everybody left Newman alone. And Newman has half of his point per game average in the first 4 minutes of the game. 14-8. CSI out in front. Dixie to walk it into forecourt. To Steve Andrus. To Clint Rotham. Left side it goes to Pete Johnson. Johnson to Faldmo. Faldmo looks for help. Backdoor pass intended for Hopkins. Knocked away on the floor. Jackson to Drevnik. To Gomez, to Newman, lays it up and in. And Eric Newman with a basket. 12 points for Newman. 16-8. CSI out in front by 8. And Dixie looking frustrated. 4.5 minutes into the game. And number 3 is definitely outplaying number 2 at this point. Hopkins looks for help. Looking for somebody cross court. The pass knocked away. Hopkins saves it to Pete Johnson. Johnson goes baseline against Gomez. Pulls up 5-footer over the basket. Rebound Drevnik. And CSI in control. 16-8. CSI out in front, threatening to break it open. Johnson drives the baseline, pulls up, jump shot. No offensive foul on Pete Johnson, or Joe Johnson. Joey Johnson with the offensive foul. That's the third team foul on CSI. It's 16-8. CSI out in front. Rob Ross into the lineup. Roger McDonald back into the lineup. And Dixie has their hands full right now, Kim.
Yeah, they do. It was a good substitution, I think, for Ross. He seems to be a little bit more calmer player, not take so many chances Hopkins has been taking.
At the angle, it goes to Dave Faldmo. Out in front, it goes to McDonald. McDonald to Rotham. Rotham looks for help. Head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Out in front, it goes to the point to Rob Ross. Ross against Jackson. At the angle, it goes to Steve Andrus. Andrus to Dave Faldmo. Right side, it goes to McDonald. McDonald head fakes, double teamed in the lane. McDonald has the ball knocked away. Foul will go to Joey Johnson. And Joey Johnson got him across the wrist. That's the fourth team foul on CSI at number 2-1 Johnson. 14-43 left in the first half. CSI by 8. 16-8. Now they blew snow off the floor last night by 33 points at Eastwood. But it is getting warm in the gym. They're out. Inbounds to McDonald. Free throw. And jump shot. McDonald up. No good. No good. Rebound on the floor. Off the head. Free Dixie. Out of the door. All right. Bob Ross argues. Go Dixie's way. No, I think the first. Ross. Say, hey, a foolish boy.
dollars.
We don't have too many three-point shooters on our team. Boy, that was a long range. That was a missile.
As we talk about Northwestern University, will the restrictions over the NCAA scholarship-wise help Northwestern?
I think two things. First of all, when it goes down to 13 scholarships, you have the top 20 schools now are going to lose a total of 40 players. They're going to go someplace else. I think that eventually will help us. The other thing, though, is I think in the last year, everyone has tried to, you know, get a better player academically, and consequently a player who's rated a 4+, if he's a good student, has been pushed up to a 5- and almost overrated a little bit. So you have to be careful with that. And so I think in the long run it's really going to help Northwestern, and but I don't know how long that's going to take. But I think in about 2 years or so.
Junior college seems to have changed a little bit, and major schools, major powers, not only are building with the freshmen, but they are building with some junior college players, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I'll tell you what, the caliber of play is very good. I mean, this game like tonight is, again, getting back to two teams that are 20-0 and so top ranked in the nation. I mean, this is a very, very well-played basketball game, and there's a lot of talent out there on both teams.
Do you think do you think it'll change much in the second half? Do you think that the Heat will finally get to the two teams?
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure one team can blow out the other one. So I would think that Dixie going in with a little bit of momentum, I'm sure they're going to concentrate on getting the defensive boards better in the second half. And if that press continues to hurt Southern Idaho, why, you know, this game could end up with 10 minutes to go, a tie ball game.
Coach Bill Foster, thank you for being up here with us. Welcome back to Utah, and best of luck with the Northwestern program.
Well, thank you. Enjoy being with us. This should be a great second half.
Halftime score, CSI over Dixie, 50-40. We'll be back after this.
Whether you already own an RV or would like to, Bradshaw Ford and RV is the place for you. You will find the finest names in RVs and one of the biggest selections in southern Utah, northern Arizona, or Nevada. Not only can you buy the finest in recreational vehicles at Bradshaw Ford and RV, but they have all of the parts and facilities to make any repair or to perform any service. It isn't an accident that Bradshaw Ford and RV is number one. 1275 Highland Drive next to I-15. Bradshaw Ford and RV.
It's never been easier to transform four very plain bare walls into an exciting room at Jones Paint and Glass. Lots of in-stock wallpaper at 50% savings. And there's a special double-roll wallpaper selection for only $6.99. Just in at Jones, the very latest wall-covering decorator books, and you save 20 to 30%. And for that final touch, at great savings, beautiful Hunter Douglas vertical and horizontal blinds, 50% off. See Stella at Jones Paint and Glass on 596 East Tabernacle, St. George.
Kim Garrett, let's take a look at the rebounding and turnovers, and that tells the tale.
Yeah, it does. Like Coach Foster said, 20 rebounds for CSI as opposed to Dixie with 10. They doubled them on the boards. Turnover-wise, Dixie committed a lot of turnovers early and then got it back under control. They had 11, and CSI had 10.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for CSI. The big man is Eric Newman. We talked about the rebounding. Part of that is Eric Newman's doing. 19 points, averages only 20 on the year, but he is the leading scorer and having a humongous night, to say the least. Joey Johnson held the 6 points in the first half. Karst with 5. Jackson with 4. 7 for Gerald Collins. 2 to Mauro Gomez, and Gomez has had a rugged road trip, the Brazilian. Eduardo Drevnik has 5. Wurski has 2, and so everyone that's played for CSI save Keith Reynolds has scored, and Reynolds the only man who hasn't scored. For Dixie, off the bench, Rob Ross has a couple of free throws. Jeff Simister has not scored, played briefly. This is Darrell White has not scored, has 3 personal fouls. Roger McDonald, just 4 points. Steve Andrus, 4 points in a case of mononucleosis. Dave Faldmore, 4 points. Craig Hopkins with a total of 12, 14 to Pete Johnson. And this is part of the story. Quint Rossum without a point in the first half. And a real struggle, 50-40. Can it be done? Dixie trailed New Mexico Junior College 53-42 at the half and won in overtime. We'll wait and see. Full court pressure. Keith Jackson to begin the second half. CSI with the basketball. Alley-oop to Johnson. Misses the slam. And no technical for grabbing the rim. Alley-oop, and Joey Johnson misses the slam, and he can go elbow deep easily. Hopkins gets away from Jackson, dumps it off underneath to Johnson for 2. Pete Johnson, 16 points, Dixie within 8, 50-42. Gomez gets it to Drevnik. Drevnik back to Gomez, and Dixie's pressure defense may be getting to CSI in this warm gym. Back within eight, 50-42 to begin the second half. Newman leaves it for Mauro Gomez. In deep it goes to Drevnik. Back to Gomez. Looks for the three-pointer. Baseline jump shot over the basket. Rebound, Falmo. Comes out, no travel call. To Hopkins. Back to the basket. Lays it up. Will it go? Yes, there's a foul. Keith Jackson with a personal foul, and that is number three on Jackson. Dixie back within six, 50-44. Kim, amazing.
Yeah, it is. They must have got caught too good at halftime. Sometimes teams let up when they get a big lead in the first half. Dixie got the early start, and that's what they need. The first 5 minutes is important right now.
Plus the third personal foul on the only point guard that hasn't rattled against Dixie's pressure, Craig Hopkins, trying to complete the three-point play. 14 points on the night, had 16 last year in a loss. One of his best games of the year. Shot good. Dixie, five unanswered points and full court pressure. To Newman. Newman being chased by Johnson into four-court double team. Hopkins steals it. Hopkins with the steal. Into four-court. Clint Rossum jump shot. Two-pointer no good. Rebound brought down by Newman. And Rossum struggles. Travel call on Newman. Trying to stay away from Pete Johnson. And Fred Trankel is upset. Turnover by CSI. And Dixie's coming back. Listen to the crowd. 18:54 left in the game. And here comes Dixie. Johnson inbounds to McDonald, puts it up, no good. There's a foul, and it goes on CSI, and Fred Trankel can't believe it. Down went Drevnik. Drevnik has the personal. Personal foul number one. That's team foul number two in this half, and McDonald to shoot free throws. That's only number one on Drevnik. CSI putting in their protest to the officials. Amazing comeback here.
Yeah, it is. McDonald played it good that time. You got to take it right back at him. You can't shy away and try to shoot the fadeaway. You got to take it right to the hole in the basket.
From a 21-point deficit, Dixie is back within five. McDonald shooting two. First one, good. McDonald, 5 points on the night. One more will tie with Cal Paskett for number 24 on the all-time scoring list. Roger McDonald. Shot up. Good. Dixie, 50-47 trailing, and the pressure bothering CSI. Gomez to Jackson. Into four-court, it comes to Newman, and CSI looking to settle down. Jackson, three-point attempt up. Good. Jackson takes it right back out to six, 53-47, and just as you would expect the number three-ranked team in the nation to react, CSI has done that. Craig Hopkins in deep, intended for McDonald, thrown away once again. Ball knocked away by Johnson, picked up by Craig Hopkins. Dixie gets it right back. Hopkins into forecourt. Hopkins across the 10-second line. Rossum wants the ball. Pass underneath to McDonald. Gets away, head fakes, lays it up and in. Switches hands with the dribble, back within four, 53-49. Drevnik down the lane, pass goes to Newman. Layup good. CSI burns Dixie the other way. Back to a six-point lead, 55-49, and now we have a horse race. 17:54 left in the ball game. Craig Hopkins across the 10-second line against Jackson. Walking the ball, bounce pass goes to Faldmo. Dixie has to make the run back. Faldmo baseline, running right-hander, good! Faldmo with that key basket again, and Fred Trankel screaming at the official. 55-51, foul almost stolen by Faldmo to Newman to the baseline. Drevnik lays it up and in. Dixie almost with the steal, but Drevnik gets the basket. Back to a six-point margin, 57-51. 17:21 left in the half. Dixie coming back against CSI. Faldmo to Rossum. Rossum baseline jump pass thrown away. Picked up by Newman. Outlet pass comes to Jackson. Jackson against Hopkins. Foul. Basket will be good. Hopkins with a foul. Big play for CSI, Kim.
Yeah, that'll take a little bit of the momentum away from Dixie there on that.
Back to an eight-point lead, 59-51. Jackson has drawn the third personal from Craig Hopkins. And Hopkins, who has been part of the spark tonight, 15 points on the night for Hop. Now commits his third personal foul, Keith Jackson. Jackson from Chicago, Illinois.
trying to complete the three-point play and make it a nine-point lead. Shot up and no good. Rebound, Rotham. CSI allowed Dixie to get back within four again, and now it's taking it out to an eight-point lead. Hopkins looks for help. It goes to Johnson. Johnson to McDonald at the baseline, looking for help. Roger McDonald has had a struggle with the offense. Pass stolen. Taken by Gomez. Outlet pass comes to Jackson. Jackson cross-court to Newman. Slams it. Dixie getting a little sloppy with the passes again, and it's out to a 10-point lead. 61-51. We're back to where we were at the half. 16:35 left in the game. Hopkins to walk it into forecourt. Hopkins getting away from Jackson. Right side it goes to Johnson. Johnson looks for help. Johnson back to Dave Faldmo, trying to find McDonald. Does so at the high post. Turnaround right-hander up. Soft. Will it go? Yes. Pete Johnson almost with a goaltending. Pulled a hand back just in time. 61-53 CSI. Gomez with the basketball for the Golden Eagles to Drevnik. Drevnik against McDonald. Gets away. Dishes off to Newman. Layup good. CSI shooting layups again, Kim.
Yeah, they are. They're getting the ball inside good now.
Back to a 10-point lead, 63-53. Rob Ross ready to come in for Dixie. Into the corner, nope. Pass goes to the high post to Faldmo. Faldmo underneath to Rossum. To the basket, lays it up, will not go. Rossum, oh for the night. Rossum being less than awesome in this ballgame. Really having his worst night of his career. Jackson traveled. Jackson couldn't get the pass away. No question about it. Jackson traveled on that pass. Calling to the official. Frankel. Utah has creeped back within nine against BYU, 46-37. BYU out in front into the second half now. Into the second half. Ross into the lineup, replacing Craig Hopkins. Right side it goes to Clint Rossum. Dixie trails by 10. Rossum to the basket. Hooks the shot up. Misses everything except the side of the backboard. Rebound saved by Ross along the sidelines. Clears it back to Faldmo. To Ross. Ross bounce underneath to McDonald on the floor. Stolen. Taken by Keith Jackson. Here comes Jackson against Ross. In the lane, lays it up, and it'll go. Keith Jackson makes it a 12-point lead, CSI. 65-53, and Dixie sloppy with the ball handling once again. This is what cost them in the first half. How many comebacks can Dixie make? Pass down the sidelines, knocked away by Gomez. Out of bounds to Dixie. Dixie getting sloppy. They go in spurts of good passing.
Yeah, they do. They came out and started good in the second half, but then they kind of went to mental lapse.
Baldmo looks for help. Inbounds comes to Rob Ross. Ross at the point against man-to-man defense now by CSI. Bounce pass at the angle. Goes to McDonald against Drevnik. Out in front, Johnson. Johnson in the lane. 10-footer up and good. Pete Johnson, almost a four-point student. Outstanding athlete, too, and a pressure ball player. Brings it back within 10. 65-45. Offensive foul called on Jackson. Tough call, Kim. It looked like it may have gone to Ross.
Yeah, it looked like it was on Ross from here. I don't know what to say on that.
The official trailing the play says Jackson pushed off, and Fred Trinkle can't believe it. That's number four on Jackson, and Kim, I don't think CSI can go as deep at the point guard.
No, they can't. The other guards haven't been able to handle the pressure as good as he has.
Gerald Collins into the lineup. Jackson gets a standing ovation, and he's been the offensive spark in the second half. 65-55. Dixie with the basketball, trailing by 10. Ross looking for help. A big mountain to climb. Ross trying to find somebody. Ball knocked away. Nope, travel call on Ross. And CSI with good defense away from the basketball caused that one.
Yeah, they play good pressure defense, too. They get up on the man and play him real tight.
65-55. Collins, Ross almost coming up with the steal and almost with a foul. Gomez almost loses the basketball. Into the corner it goes to Drevnik. Drevnik back to Gomez. A couple of Brazilian players. Gomez looks for help. Back to Drevnik. Drevnik trying to find somebody to pass it to. Lob pass goes to Joey Johnson. Ball knocked away and stolen by Rob Ross. Ross down the sidelines. Ross dishes off to Rossum, juggles the basketball to Pete Johnson, who lays it in. Serendipity. Look what I found. Rossum juggles it, but right to Pete Johnson. Back to an 8-point lead. 65-57. Collins, not a bad point guard. Good ball handler. But Ross right in his face. Pass to the high post goes to Newman. Cut off by Faldmo. Jump shot Newman. Up no good. Followed by Newman. No good. Rebound brought down by McDonald. McDonald gets it to Johnson. Johnson, Pete Johnson into forecourt. Peter Johnson looking for help. Into the corner it goes to Faldmo. Underneath it goes to McDonald. In the lane, running right-hander. Will it go? No, there's a foul, and it may be on Drevnik. Fred Trinkle, frustrated,
with the officiating, and Trinkle has a tendency to get on the official, Kip.
Yeah, he might. Dixie's doing a good job right now. They're taking the ball, and they're taking it inside, and they're not shying away. They're taking it right to the hole.
McDonald to the free throw line. That's personal foul number two on Drevnik. Fred Trinkle, a little bit of the Eddie Sutton mannerism. Sutton likes to get on the officials.
Yeah, he likes to work the officials. I don't think it's going to affect the ballgame, though.
End of the lineup, Steve Andrus. Coming out is Dave Faldmo. 65-57. Roger McDonald, we can jinx him right now, is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 10 points on the night. And McDonald ahead of Cal Fasket, now in 24th place on the all-time scoring list. Roger McDonald, first shot up, and soft and good. Dixie had brought it back within four. 53-49. It's now 65-58, CSI. Second shot, good. Dixie. 8 points the second half by McDonald, and the full court pressure will remain on by Dixie in backcourt. Gomez loses the ball, saved by McDonald. Throws it away into the hands of Collins. Chasing Rossum has the foul. Clint Rossum kept in there, I think, Kim, mainly because he's such a good athlete and will cause some things, and you never know when he's going to break loose.
Yeah, he's a talented ball player. He just got to get his confidence back.
65-59, CSI leads by six. Gomez into forecourt against Johnson. Clears it to Drevnik, to Gerald Collins. Collins against Ross. Collins to the baseline. It goes to Newman. Newman looks for help. Trying to get away from the action. Newman trying to find somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Drevnik. Drevnik makes the move in the lane. Offensive foul, Drevnik. Drevnik. TSI thought the foul was on Andrus. They may have had an argument, but Ross was hiding under there, and Drevnik landed on him.
Yeah, it did. It looked to me like he even traveled before he even took the shot to the basket anyway.
And a tough call. CSI wanted the basket. They want to talk to the officials right now. 65-59, CSI, timeout, 13:04 left in the game. Back after this.
All home equity loan plans are not created equal.
You, Amy. A little later score in that Utah-BYU game. It's now 48-44 BYU, and here comes Utah. Rob Ross now faced against that zone for CSI. CSI throws up a zone defense to Clint Rossum. Back to Ross at the point. Dixie trying to get the penetration. Dixie within six. At the angle, it goes to McDonald. Back out in front, it goes to Ross. Ross wants to go to McDonald. Instead, goes to Rossum. Top of the key, three-pointer. Rossum saves his first three-pointer until 12:35 left in the game, and Clint Rossum has his first points of the night. 65-62. Ball stopped, dropped out of bounds off the toe of Roger McDonald. McDonald thought he had Newman on a travel.
Yeah, he did. It was a good defense by McDonald. He got his body in front of him and had him trapped.
65-62. Dixie trying to come back. They did against New Mexico Junior College, nationally ranked team. Ross tried to chase the basketball against Collins. It goes to Joey Johnson. Baseline up underneath. It goes to Newman. Muscle shot. Good. Eric Newman with 27 points on the night. 67-62. Alley-oop pass. Try to get to Johnson. Pass stolen. Here comes Joey Johnson. Slammer. And suddenly it's a 7-point lead. 69-62. Joey Johnson on the breakaway. Gets the slam dunk. High percentage. Clint Rossum looks for help. Into the corner it goes to Roger McDonald. McDonald looking for help, trying to get it to Rossum. No, goes baseline. Jump shot from 10 up. No good. Battle for the rebound on the floor. Does Dixie come up with it? No, CSI. Here comes CSI again. Dixie brings it back close. Here comes College of Southern Idaho. Collins leaves it for Joey Johnson. Johnson has not played that much in the game. To Gerald Collins against Ross. Ross goes down. Collins gets away at the baseline. Collins runs into McDonald. Offensive foul. And there's a little shoving match going on now. Collins apparently upset, and the emotions are running high. Kim, you almost expect this a little bit.
Yeah, it's getting to that point in the ballgame where officials probably start calling a little tighter now.
11:28 left in the game, 69-62. That's the 16 foul on CSI, only two on Dixie, and now there's a big problem. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. CSI leads by a narrow 7 points. Dixie wants the timeout. 11:28 left in the game. 69-62. CSI back after this.
It's savings time at Bradshaw Ford. Right now, you can get a Ford Ranger pickup or a Bronco 2 at 3.9% financing, or you can get $500 cash back. That's right. It's your choice. 3.9% financing or $500 cash back. You can choose from 18 different Ranger pickups, and now is the time to go in and take a demonstration drive. Bradshaw Ford has the largest selection of full-size trucks south of Salt Lake City and invites you to come in and let a sales representative show you around. Bradshaw Ford, 1275 Highland Drive, adjacent to I-15.
Jones Paint and Glass offers a paint sale for people who want more than just a lower price. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh paint sale. Save over $7 on Pittsburgh latex flat paint that goes on creamy smooth and withstands years of scrubbing. Now only $11.99 a gallon. Save $8 on Pittsburgh latex enamel.
7:28 left in the game. The decibel level is amazing. 69-62, CSI with the lead, but Dixie with the basketball. And CSI, the next time they foul Dixie, will put Dixie in a one-on-one situation. Ross looking for help. The tighter man-to-man defense. Ross gets it to Craig Hopkins, who's back into the lineup. Hopkins replacing Rossum. Hopkins against Johnson to McDonald. Back to Hopkins. Back to the tight man-to-man by CSI. Dixie opening it up a little bit. Ross at the point. CSI trying to extend that defense. Ross looks for help at the baseline. Can't find anybody. Now gets it to Faldo. 10-footer straight on. Shot no good. Rebound. Battle four. Will come out in front. Knocked away by Hopkins. Saved by Grob Ross. Ross comes back the other way. 69-62. Ross at the angle that goes to McDonald. McDonald across the lane. Reverses. Can't get the shot away. Ball knocked away by Gomez to Faldo. Baseline. Jump shot. Good. Bank shot up and in. And Faldo once again with a key basket. 8 points on the night, 69-64, 10:32 left, and CSI with the lead in the basketball. Johnson in the lane, follow-away right-hander, good! Joey Johnson trying to get hot, has 10 points on the night, 71-64, back out to that 7-point lead. 10-18 left in the game. Ross at the angle that goes to Faldo. Underneath it goes to McDonald, gets away, lays it up and in. Overplay on the backside, and McDonald broke away for his 10th point of the second half. 71-66. CSI by five. Gomez being chased by Ross. 3-point attempt. Gomez. Gomez with only his second basket of the night. That makes it a hefty 8-point lead again. Dixie brings it back within three or four, and CSI takes it out to 8 or 10. McDonald in the lane, running right-hander short. McDonald rebound shot. No good. Foul on Drevnik or Collins? It will be on Collins. Could have been on Drevnik, and that would have been number four on Drevnik. Instead, it's on Collins.
Yeah, excellent play by McDonald. He took it to the basket, got the shot off, got his own rebound, put it up again. Great effort.
B. Johnson has had the rest and comes back into the lineup. That's personal foul number two on Collins. Back into the lineup. Let's check. It's Keith Jackson, and Jackson will be playing with four. Roger McDonald at the free throw line to shoot a couple. McDonald, might as well jinx him again. 6 for 6 on the night. 14 points. First shot up, soft, and good. 7-for-7, 15 points on the night for Roger McDonald, the Alta High School grad, whose sister didn't have too bad a game either for the Lady Rebels victory. 74-67, CSI lead, 74-68, Dixie back within six. And the full court pressure once again. 50-48, BYU leads with 5 minutes left in Salt Lake City over the University of Utah. Full court pressure, Joey Johnson against Pete Johnson. Joey Johnson gets away, leaps with the jump shot, no good. Rebound, battle for Newman. With the second and third effort, and the rebound gets the basket in. 8-point lead again, 76-68. Hopkins running right-hander, no passes off to Andrus, misses the shot. Rebound off the hands of Andrus, taken by Drevnik. Baseball pass the other way, stolen by Faldo to Pete Johnson. 3-on-3, Hopkins whirls, it's 3-on-2, Hopkins jump shot. Free throw line, 17 points for Craig Hopkins. Back within six, 76-70. Jackson against Hopkins. Keith Jackson, cross-court, Gomez, 3-point attempt, good! Gomez can shoot, back out to 9, 79-70, 8:52 left in the game, and we have a shootout between number 3, CSI, and number 2, Dixie. Quint Rotham gets off the bench, ready to come in again. Hopkins at the angle to Faldo. Faldo looks for help to Pete Johnson at the baseline. Fall away right-hander short. Rebound brought down by Gomez. Joey Johnson going for the offensive foul, couldn't draw it. And here comes CSI. Lead pass comes to Joey Johnson. Wants to make the move against Pete Johnson. Joey, backing away, gets it to Mauro Gomez. Gomez can shoot that three-pointer. Out in front it comes to Keith Jackson. Jackson against Craig Hopkins. Jackson down the sidelines, it goes to Drevnik. Drevnik out in front to Gomez. Gomez, ball knocked away from McDonald, off the hands of Gomez. And Tranko can't believe it. There may have been a foul there, and Tranko grabs his throat and looks at the official. Choke.
Yeah, looks like it.
McDonald should have had the foul on the reach-in. Dixie gets the ball instead. 8:15 left in the game. Dixie trails by 9, 79-70. Hopkins against Keith Jackson. Hopkins would like nothing better than to take Keith Jackson out of there. Pete Johnson at the angle. It goes to Steve Andrus. Andrus makes the move. Can't get the shot away. Cross-court pass. It goes to Clint Rotham. Three-point attempt. Up short. Rebound on the floor. Taken by Pete Johnson. Ten-footer. Johnson, 22 points, back within 7 again, 79-72, with 7:46 left in the game. CSI with the lead. Hopkins against Jackson, whirls down the lane, running right-hander up and good. Jackson had to go up over Andrus and makes it 81-72, back to that 9-point lead. Hopkins looking for help. Hopkins to Clint Rossum. Rossum at the angle that goes to Pete Johnson, gets away from Joey Johnson, flies to the basket for two. Pete Johnson, 24 points on the night, back within 7, 81-74. To Drevnik, CSI handling the pressure much better this half. To Newman, back to Keith Jackson. Jackson to Craig Hopkins. Looks for help to Gomez. Gomez, three-point attempt. No, it's a two-pointer. No good. Rebound, Pete Johnson. Johnson, three-on-three, fast break. Middle lane goes to Rossum. Lays it up and in. Assist, Pete Johnson. Basket, Clint Rossum. 81-76, back within 5. Keith Jackson hooks the pass to Drevnik. Drevnik being chased. Goes into the corner to Gomez. CSI. Gomez against Roger McDonald. Timeout CSI with 6:44 left. 81-76. College of Southern Idaho back after this.
Home equity loan.
81-76. Kim, emotionally and physically draining.
Yeah, it is. You can tell Dixie's players were getting a little tired there. That was a good timeout for them. The CSI called that timeout.
Another thing, the crowd is in the game, but not quite as much in the game as they were during the drive.
No, they weren't. If they get within two or three more points, the crowd's going to get really back into it.
Gomez inbounds to Keith Jackson. Back to Gomez. He can shoot that three-pointer, and Dixie knows it. To Drevnik, down in deep. They want to get it to Gomez. Back to Joey Johnson. Johnson back to Gomez. Gomez reverses on Pete Johnson. Baseline, Gomez lays it up. Back, no good. Rebound brought down by Clint Rossum. Dixie with the basketball. Fred Trinkle still on the officials. Go. Rossum gets away from Eric Newman to Pete Johnson for two. Rossum with the assist. Now it's within three. 81-78 CSI lead. Newman in backcourt trying to get away. Ball almost knocked away. Dixie pressuring Newman to the baseline. It goes to Jackson. Jackson backs away from trouble. 6:07 left in the game. And it is a ball game. CSI in their toughest contest of the year. No question. Out in front, it goes to Drevnik. Jump shot up short. Rebound brought down by Joey Johnson to Keith Jackson. No good. Rebound, battle for, and Dixie save it. Clint Rossum does. Rossum to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins pushing it up court. Hopkins behind the back dribble wants to set it up now to beat Johnson. Johnson at the point against Joey Johnson. Down the lane, ball knocked away, stolen back. Pete Johnson loses it into the hands of Keith Jackson. Kent Wagner wanted the foul that time. Darryl White into the lineup for Dixie, replacing a very tired Steve Andrus. Keith Jackson into forecourt against Hopkins. Ross looks for help. Jackson at the angle. Ball knocked away by Pete Johnson. Do they call the foul? Is it a on CSI? Apparently so. The foul will go to Newman. Newman with only his second personal foul of the night, and it's a one-and-one situation coming up. Johnson, Pete Johnson, almost had the steal, Kim.
Yeah, he did. Pete's coming up again. He's really making his presence felt. This is a big foul shot here coming for White.
Darryl White, young man without a point tonight, freshman, was headed to the University of Utah, decided he wasn't going to play, transferred 2 days late to be eligible at the first of the year. High school All-American at Snow High School, South High School.